D.C. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 760.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken.
And you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver,
Boulder.
Two bodies found in Iraq.
They're all supposed to come back.
Are they the missing American soldiers? A wildfire burns in northern Arizona.
This is the worst I've seen.
The Stanley Cup has a new home.
The Carolina Hurricanes have done it.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. In Iraq, breaking news this morning, the bodies of two U.S. soldiers have been found, but the U.S. military is not yet confirming what Iraqi military officials are saying, that these are the remains of Privates Christian Menchaca and Thomas Tucker, found near where they disappeared on Friday. CBS News correspondent Lee Cowan has more from Baghdad.
A spokesman for the Minister of Defense here in Iraq says that he believes the two bodies have been found. He said their two bodies were found actually on Friday, that's the day the two soldiers went missing, and that they were badly mutilated and couldn't be identified right away.
Now, there are reports so far unconfirmed that the decapitated bodies have showed signs of torture. Menchaca and Tucker disappeared Friday in an attack on a checkpoint that left a third U.S. soldier dead. Tucker's parents back home in Madras, Oregon, say shortly before he disappeared, their son left a hopeful message on their answering machines.
I'm going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. I'm going to go defend my country. Be proud of me. I love you guys. And I love me.
President Bush is on his way to the U.S.-European summit. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live from Vienna. And Peter, what's the White House saying about the reports out of Iraq?
Well, Nick, this grim news broke just as the president took off for Vienna. Officials arriving here ahead of Air Force One are following the details from Baghdad. The case of the two soldiers bears out the president's constant warnings about the ongoing challenges in Iraq. But it's also a blow to hopes for progress following the death of the al-Qaeda leader there and the president's visit to Baghdad just a week ago.
And turning to the summit, if we can, Peter, what's on the agenda?
Right. Well, it's a laundry list of world trouble spots and tough issues. The president will push European leaders on economic aid for Iraq. They'll discuss the nuclear face-off with Iran, along with the potential North Korean missile test. And as always at these summits, trade will be on the agenda, Nick.
Well, it's hot and dry and dangerous in northern Arizona, where a 1,500-acre wildfire is threatening hundreds of homes in Oak Creek Canyon. It's the third blaze in a few weeks to menace residents of Sedona.
We saw a lot of flames that we weren't expecting to see. The flames dropped the red stuff on them. That's kind of scary.
Well, reporter Tammy Leitner says there was little time for one man to pack up and get out.
15 minutes to collect everything important to him and his family.
Jewelry and our valuable papers. And then the clothing that we need for hopefully not too long.
Helgi and roughly 400 other evacuees have no idea when they will be allowed to return home. Firefighters continue to work around the clock fighting this fire from the air and the ground.
In southeast Texas, there is too much water.
Hold on. Does it bite?
No.
Rescuers at work in Houston, where heavy rains turned streets into rivers. In some sections, more than 10 inches of rain fell.
It seemed like we were like in the middle of a lake or something.
To the east in Sulphur, Louisiana, more than 100 patients were taken from a flooded nursing home. A flood watch remains in effect for about a dozen counties in southeast Texas. More rain is in the forecast, though there are predictions of drier weather for the Houston area by tomorrow. Well, President Bush has left Washington for a summit in Vienna, but he will have his eye on the other side of the world, where a potential crisis is brewing. North Korea has announced it intends to test fire a long-range missile, one capable of hitting the U.S. CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod says Washington's already taking steps.
The Pentagon is now moving planes and ships configured with special equipment closer to North Korea to track the test firing of a missile with enough range to hit the U.S. West Coast. Now fully fueled, the missile could be launched as soon as Wednesday.
Well, how sweet it is for hockey fans in Carolina. The Hurricanes beat the Edmonton Oilers 3-1 last night to capture their first Stanley Cup. CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula was on hand when the party started.
All of the Carolina Hurricanes players are skating, picking their way through the confetti that's on the ice, laughing and cheering the fans, mouthing the words, thank you. Thank you. The players cheering the fans as the fans cheer the players. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Time on the roundup is 5 past the hour.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Hundreds of residents ordered to evacuate ahead of 4,400-acre wildfire in southern Colorado.
The subdivision of Wagon Creek is under mandatory evacuation here in Castillo County.
Fire spokesman Steve Seyan says about 50 homes in that subdivision and 5 homes are in the path of the Amado Vega fire. Residents of more than 200 other homes in the Huerfano County have been ordered to leave. The blaze has once again closed U.S. 160. The fire has been advancing so rapidly that ground crews and aircraft were pulled away for safety. Lightning is believed to be the cause of that fire. Northern Colorado seen its share of wildfires also. Morgan County Sheriff Jim Crone says about 1,200 acres of grass and pasture burned there yesterday. That blaze started by lightning before 4 o'clock, about 15 miles southeast of Wiggins. He says it burned about 3 hours before being contained by firefighters from 5 different departments. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good morning, Tim. We're off to a pretty good start this morning. All of our overnight construction has now been cleared from the roadways. In fact, we're off to a great start across 25, I-70, as well as 225. Speeds are on the high side. No major slowing to speak of, though we are looking at that usual buildup across southbound 25, right between 104th and 84th Avenue, coming out of Thornton and North Glen. But again, that's still on the light side this morning. Today's forecast calls for high.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief.
without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
On an area checkpoint Friday, as Private Thomas Lowell Tucker, 25, of Madras, Oregon, and Private First Class Kristen Menchka, 23, of Houston, Texas, a third soldier, specialist David J. Barbineau, 25, of Springfield, Massachusetts, was killed in the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, speaking to reporters in Washington, said the missing soldiers are obviously a matter of great concern to all of us. The American military has made very clear that they're going to do everything possible. I think they've said that they're going to use air, land, and sea to try to find them. Rice said, obviously, the safe return is something that everyone will work for, and that their safe return is something that everyone will pray for. Well, now it looks like the two soldiers have been found dead. And, I don't have any idea what to say to you at 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 in the morning about this. I mean, the Bush administration, to me, and we were talking about the Democrats and their lack of unity yesterday, and I noticed that David Sirota wrote in his same column on his website the exact same thing that I was saying about the lack of unity of those 42 Democrats, including John Salazar here in Colorado. It seems to me that the Bush administration is caught up in making the same mistakes and the same moves and the same thing time and time again, which didn't Einstein say is a mark of insanity when you keep using the same moves to solve a problem? Something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing there. And I don't even know what question to ask you during the first hour of the show, during the hour of no power here, as the sun is just up. And we're starting a brand new morning here in Colorado, and a good-looking day it looks like it's going to be with a high today of 91 under partly sunny skies and some thunderstorms. I have no idea what question to ask you. So, you know, all I can do is throw the phone number out and see if any of you want to call in and comment about the death of these two soldiers, the alleged death of these two soldiers. The Pentagon is not confirming it, but Reuters and the Baghdad Defense Ministry says it's so. 303-713-7600. I don't see any way, shape, or form that unless Democrats get their acts together, I don't see any way, shape, or form of how we're ever going to get out of this. This whole thing about cut and run is a bunch of crap, and I'll tell you something. This is a Karl Rove technique that obscures the central key question facing you and I and everybody else in this country about our involvement in Iraq. And that is, how do we exit and how do we get out? What's the plan? In other words, if the White House had a plan to get out, if the White House had a plan to end this madness, they wouldn't have to be standing up and using slogans like cut and run. Cut and run is a political statement designed for the November elections. It has nothing to do with military operations. But you and I, we sit here day after day after day, and we witness this insanity, and there's no way to turn it around. There's no way to reverse it. And you've got the GOP going after people like John Murtha and John Kerry and others who realize that this is insanity, that there was no good reason to go there in the first place, that there's no good reason to be there, and that it isn't about cutting and running. It's about changing course, and there's a difference. If you make a mistake in your life, you change course. You don't turn around and continue to do the same thing time and time and time again. You alter your course. That's what we need to have a discussion on. That's what we need to have a full debate on here, is about changing our course. The Republicans wouldn't allow that in the House of Representatives. They would not allow a full debate on changing our course. Now we have these two missing soldiers reportedly found dead. The death toll climbs, 2,500. Now it's up by two more. I mean, how long is this insanity going to go on? Yeah, I just ask for your comments on this, and all opinions are welcome. At 303-713-7600, because honest to God, if I sit here with no phone calls this morning, you know, I don't know what else to say to you. I don't have any magic bullet, which a lot of talk show hosts, you know, they're on the air, and I listen, let me tell you, friends, and I'll tell you how it is. And I don't possess that magic bullet. I just don't have it in me. I just want us out of there. I just want the insanity to end. I want to change course. And you know what? I want to change course to get a gradual withdrawal out of Iraq and perhaps maybe a redeployment of the troops to a neighboring country, as John Murtha has talked about. And Murtha seems to be the only person with a plan. And in case you missed Murtha going at Karl Rove, we'll play that for you coming up here on the other side of the break. Meanwhile, awaiting your calls on those latest developments.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hootia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that in vitamins, and you get the picture. Get the encouragement you need. Here's a kickstart special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 1-877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET. Diet.com.
I bet neither your banker, your broker, or your CPA has told you about the government programs that pay you interest rates of up to 24%, rates that are guaranteed by the government, rates that are set by law and can't go down. As incredible as it seems, you get to lock in your own interest rate. You choose the rate that suits you best, from 8% to 24%. Hi, I'm Jim Yocum. I'm the best-selling author on this subject, and I'm going to give you a copy of my book with all the information you would need to earn as much as five times what your money may be earning now. The book would download to your computer immediately. I don't sell these investments. You buy from the government, and the government pays you. You pay no one a commission. Want to find these high rates? There are more than 60 government offices right here in Colorado that handle these programs. My book will tell you where to find thousands more and is available wherever books are sold for $22.95. But I'll give you a copy right now, free and no obligation. Just send a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. Just a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. You got to do this.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3888. 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
00909.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6. High today, 81, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And we're talking about the two soldiers missing, reportedly found dead. An Iraqi Defense Ministry spokesman says two U.S. soldiers missing this since Friday have been found dead, according to Reuters. And this whole thing by the Republicans, this whole cut-and-run business, is a political statement, and it has nothing to do with any kind of policy statement, and it's sloganeering for the election, and we should respond to it by saying, yeah, well, quit trying to change the subject. What's the plan? We played this for you the other morning. I'm going to play it for you again. Takes about 4 minutes. Here's John Murtha on Meet the Press with Tim Russert talking about getting out of Iraq and also about Karl Rove's cut-and-run business.
The president says, stay the course, that within the next 6 months, Iraq will be secure under the direction of the new prime minister, and to do anything less now would be irresponsible.
Well, stay the course is stay and pay, and this is the thing that has worried me right along. We're spending $8 billion a month, $300 million a day. And to give you some perspective of what that means, Gates said, I'm going to quit the corporation, or I'm going to less time with the corporation, but give away $30 billion. That's 4 months of the cost of this war. The support security, if you want to spend more money, it takes 47 years the way we're spending. Education, the No Child Left Behind, a couple months of the war would pay for that. Who's going to pay for this down the road? Our children and grandchildren are paying for this war. And then you have the emotional strain, the people who've been hurt. On the floor the other day, you may have heard this one fellow says, we're fighting this war. We're not fighting this war. 1% of the American people, these young men and women are fighting this war with heavy packs, with 70 pounds of equipment, with helmets on, and 130 degrees. That's who's fighting this war. And they say, stay the course. There's no plan. You open up this plan for victory. There's no plan there. It's just stay the course. That doesn't solve any problem. It's worse today than it was 6 months ago when I spoke out initially. When I spoke out, the garbage wasn't being collected, oil production below pre-war level, all those things indicated to me we weren't winning this, and it's the same today, if not worse. Anbar province, there's not one project been done in Anbar province. 2 million people live there. They have no water at all, no oil production. They have no electricity at all in that province where is the heartland of the defense. The first 6 months we went in there, not a shot was fired. So it shows you how it's changed. It's getting worse. That's why I feel so strong. All of us know how important it is internationally to win this war. We know how important. We import 20 million barrels of oil a day. We use 20 million barrels of oil. We know how important. International community. But we're doing it all ourselves, and there's no plan that makes sense. We need to have more international cooperation. We need to redeploy our troops to the periphery. What happened with Sirkawi could have been done from the outside. It was done from the outside. Our planes went in from the outside, so there's no reason in the world that they can't redeploy the troops. They become the targets. They're caught in a civil war, and I feel very strongly about it.
You sure do, Congressman, but so does the White House. Karl Rove, the principal political advisor of the president, went to New Hampshire on Monday. And he talked about Democrats who voted for the war and who have now changed their opinion. Here's what he had to say, and I'll give you a chance to respond.
Like too many Democrats, it strikes me they are ready to give the green light to go to war. But when it gets tough and when it gets difficult, they fall back on that party's old pattern of cutting and running. They may be with you at the first shots, but they are not going to be there for the last tough battles. They are wrong and profoundly wrong in their approach.
Cutting and running.
He's in New Hampshire. He's making a political speech. He's sitting in his air-conditioned office with a big, fat backside saying, stay the course. That's not a plan. I mean, this guy, I don't know what his military experience is, but that's a political statement. This is a policy difference between me and the White House. I disagree completely with what he's saying. Now, let's give me an example. When we went to Beirut, I said to President Reagan, get out. Now, the other day we were doing debate, and they said, well, Beirut was a different situation. We cut and run. We didn't cut and run. President Reagan made the decision to change direction because he knew he couldn't win it. Even in Somalia, President Clinton made a decision. We have to change direction. Even with tax cuts. When we had a tax cut under Reagan, we then had a tax increase because you have changed direction. We need to change direction. We can't win a war like this. This guy sitting back there criticizing political criticism, getting paid by the public taxpayer, and he's saying to us, we're winning this war and they're running. We got to change direction. That's what we have to do. You can't sit there in the air-conditioned office and tell these troops they're carrying 70 pounds on their back inside these armored vessels and hit with IEDs every day, seeing their friends blown up, their buddies blown up, and he says, stay the course. Yeah, it's easy to say that from Washington, D.C.
There's John Murtha on Meet the Press. And he's right. We need more than just a slogan. We need a plan. And we don't have one from this White House. Rick in Centennial. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I was just thinking the Iraqis have said that now they want to, and God bless the Iraqis, and they got a tough road to hoe, but now they're going to get amnesty to all the people that didn't harm Iraqis, which, or something. In other words, they're going to give amnesty to all the people that probably killed those two soldiers. You know, I got to think about that, I support Murtha, and I was saying, I don't know why. I don't know how we can get more Democrats like our own Senator Salazar more vocal about, and committed to withdrawal. And I'm just going to call him. I guess that's all I can do. But
that's all you can do is just call him and bug him and, bug your congressperson about it, that we have to have a plan. We're not talking cut and run here. We're talking about a plan.
That's right. That's right. And, well, Jay, listen, I appreciate all you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate the call. We just need a plan. That's exactly what we need. We need a plan. Heather in Colorado Springs. Heather, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I really appreciate you getting up so early and enlightening all of us at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I just think that, any time any soldier is injured or killed over there, it's a tragedy. It you don't have to be kidnapped in order to be a tragedy. We're just losing so many men over there. My husband was at an active facility the last couple of weeks, and he said you can really tell that there's a war on because an undeclared war, but still, it's injuring so many people. The people he was working out with had missing limbs, and you just don't see that in normal, even here in the Springs where I live, which is a very military town, you don't see it so much. But he said, it's like every fifth person in the gym he was using was missing something. And it's all tragic. The other thing that's really tragic is that for some reason it's okay to lie to the American people. It's okay to keep saying, oh, things are getting better. Things are improving. The media's not covering it, but stuff is great over there. People love us. And then you turn around and you see that, today, for instance, in addition to the two dead soldiers, a young man went into a Shiite home for the elderly and detonated himself with a belt bomb, killing himself and two other people and wounding several. And then at the same time, in a Shiite neighborhood, a minivan packed with explosives was set off in a park, which, killed 7 and wounded 22. This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but the thing is, every time that cut and run is thrown at any of us who object to what's going on over there, we need to parry back with, show us a plan. Show us how to get out. Stay the course is not a plan, as John Murtha said. Repeating the same stuff over and over again in hopes of solving a problem is a sign of insanity. We need a plan to get out. And if this administration can't give us one, then Congress needs to come up with one. But we need to stop letting them politically push us around with BS like cut and run. That's a Karl Rove written statement that has nothing to do with how to solve the problem in Iraq.
Yeah, and it's very convincing coming from a guy who managed to avoid Vietnam.
Yeah, that's another. That's a whole other point.
Yeah, I don't understand why my friends who are conservative keep accepting these sorts of rationalizations and outright lies from
me. Maybe you should ask them. Next time you get into it with them, maybe you should ask them, say, okay, listen, fine, I'll entertain what you're saying, but tell me what the plan is. Tell me what the plan is to end this insanity, and if you don't have a plan, then concede that you don't have a plan, and then it's time we start talking about it. Heather, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You know, we need a plan. I can't say this enough. And we need to fight back and reframe the debate, and we need to do it drastically. All right, we're going to have an update about the two missing soldiers in Iraq. We've got that coming up from CBS News. Then we'll get some traffic from the one and only Amelia Earhart. And then we'll take more of your calls coming up here at 303-713-7600 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good to have you along this morning.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Chris Mavridis. The news is not promising for two U.S. military families.
The U.S. military is now saying that it does have the bodies of two U.S. servicemen in its possession. It received them late yesterday, but so far no identification has been made yet, although they do say that the bodies were found in the same area where the two U.S. soldiers were reported missing on Friday.
CBS's Lee Cowan says the U.S. military is still officially calling it a search for those two U.S. soldiers, Private Christian Menchaca of Houston and Thomas Tucker of Madras, Oregon, who vanished on Friday after an ambush at a checkpoint south of Baghdad. The U.S. military is still working to identify those two bodies.
The news was first announced by a spokesman for Iraq's defense minister who said that Christian Menchaca of Texas and Thomas Tucker of Oregon had in fact been found in Yusufia. Their bodies found near an electricity plant there, and he says there was signs of torture.
There are reports they were mutilated. This has been a CBS News special report. I'm Chris Mavridis.
Mutilated. 6:32, 28 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's traffic with Amelia Earhart.
Well, good morning, Jay. We're still looking pretty good out here this morning. No accidents or stalls bogging up the drive, though we do have the usual slowing across southbound 25. This morning it begins right at Thornton Parkway, heading down towards 84th, and again south of here between 6th Avenue and Santa Fe. Also, we are looking at some slowing as you make your way across Lakewood, eastbound along 6th Avenue, right between Federal and I-25. Your Commerce City commute is jamming as well, eastbound between I-76 and Vasquez across I-270, and eastbounders are just starting now to get heavy eastbound right between I-25 and Brighton Boulevard. Today's forecast calls for highs in the upper 90s, and we're currently at 64 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's Shea Homes' 125th anniversary. To celebrate, Shea Homes is offering a limited-time amazing three...
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-700-1785. That's 1-800-700-1785. 1-800-700-1785.
6:33 on AM 760, 33 minutes past the hour with Jay Marvin. You know, finding somebody to do work in your home could sometimes be difficult, and it could be difficult to find reliable people. But, you know, something, this is something I personally don't understand, because, you know, the gang at XL Roofing just do a great job. Their number is 303-761-6400. Now, these guys get it. XL doesn't ask for any money. Check this out. Any money until the job is done and you're happy. And that's the way all contractors should operate. It's hard to get ripped off when you don't have to give any cash up front. These guys offer some progressive products, too, like shingles that absorb less heat. These shingles will help reduce the heat island effect in our community and will keep your house cooler in the summer. How about a solar-powered attic fan or a solar tube that provides free light in your house? When Tom Martino needed a roof, who'd he turn to? Well, he turned to XL. Because you know what? He knew XL would do it right. And if you're going to do Martino's house, you better do it right. So get off your half moons and call XL, 303-761-6400, or go to their website, xlroofing.com.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
May I help you?
Yeah, it's this cold. My sinuses feel like they're going to explode.
Sudafed PE.
My allergies have my sinuses all stuffed up.
Sudafed PE.
Tell the man what's wrong.
My sinuses.
Sudafed PE. Sinus misery? The answer is Sudafed PE. Maximum strength relief of even your worst sinus symptoms without a prescription.
This congestion.
Sudafed PE.
Sudafed PE. Maximum strength sinus relief.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
We're talking about the two soldiers missing and now presumed dead. Here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking about Private Thomas Lowell Tucker, 25, of Madras, Oregon, and Private Christian Menchaca of Houston, Texas. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 6:36, 36 minutes before the hour. Hi today in the upper 90s, and let's just go back to the phones, and we'll take more of your calls. Here's Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. I agree with Mirtha 100,000,000%. And my suggestion is, and I'm throwing out a challenge to everybody listening to this radio station, and especially conservatives, get on the phone with your people, your senators, your congresspeople, and start screaming and start demanding that a plan be put together, that they stop shilly-shallying around and kowtowing to the chimp, and that they insist that a plan be put together, that we're out of this hellhole. We should never have been there. This was a mistake from the beginning, and they don't want a plan. We need to understand this, Jay. They don't want a plan. The plan is we'll never leave. That's the unspoken, undisclosed
plan. I don't know if they don't want a plan or if they're incapable of coming up with one.
Oh, I think they're capable of coming up with one. They've got big plans, Jay. This is going to be a commonwealth. This is Guam 2, Puerto Rico 2. Come on. They don't want to leave. They want the oil. They want the presence. We need to put our foot down as a nation, as a people. We are the country, not this bunch of fat chicken hawk little twerps who sit around twiddling their thumbs and having no clue about what war is like. It's time we started screaming.
Well, I think certainly that the Congress who voted with that stupid resolution is out of step with the American people, and polls show that almost 56% of the American people want some kind of plan to exit Iraq.
We need
and the
to
government,
be out.
And the government has given us none.
We need to be out. We need to. John Salazar, what the heck is up with him? He needs to be held accountable, as does Wayne Allard, rubber stamp Wayne. They all do. Every one of them. We need to sit down and do our homework. Look at the records of those that represent us.
I agree.
And then demand that they give us answers and say, by the way, you know, you don't want to do it my way. Fine. Go do something else with your life.
And say to our Republican friends, look, stop the smokescreen about the cut and run. Stop the smokescreen. You don't have a plan. Just admit you don't have a plan to get us out.
Jay, I'll tell you this. Any Republican, who continues to back this bunch, in my book, I agree with you. They're nuts. There's something wrong with them. They either got diminished intellect or they're just crazy.
I don't know. I'd love to talk to a conservative that backs this whole thing and ask them.
Well, I work with
about,
an entire office full.
Well, I'd like to ask them, you know, don't they want a plan to get out? I mean, and if they feel that the White House has a plan to get out, if the Republican Party has a plan to get out, tell us what that plan is.
Well, they don't have one, and they shilly-shally around with it. I'm done with it. I'm finished with it. It's over. And the truth is, we're painting these Iraqis and Al-Qaeda and Iraqis in together as horrible. But the reality is, let's step back a minute here. If this were reversed and this were happening here, every one of us would be involved in some type of group to get rid of the invaders. We brought this on. We caused this. We are allowing this to happen. We are responsible.
Well, I agree. We are responsible. Pat, thank you. I appreciate the call.
See you, Jay.
All right. These two guys' bodies were mutilated. Man. Let's go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
Okay.
Jay, this is horrible news about these soldiers. I am just devastated that these two were ambushed in the way they were. And then, we wake up. I was really hoping that these guys were in a hostage situation. We'd get them out of there, and things would be great.
Yeah, me
but
too.
Instead, we learned this information. It's just one more example of how horribly things are being taken care of over there. I wanted to mention also one thing, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
A few things here. The Democrats yesterday afternoon put up a plan. It's the Levin Reed Amendment that we're going to end up start asking for more accountability and start demanding more for the Iraqis so that we can start drawing down. They are putting their foot down firmly. Surprisingly, Ken Salazar signed on to the Senate amendment.
Well, and that's good news. That's good news. That's really good news.
Yeah. Well, here's another thing. Japan is talking about pulling out 600 troops.
Yeah, they're leaving.
Next month.
Right.
I mean, come on. When do we start telling these guys, with all this cut-and-run stuff, if all the other nations that are in the coalition of the willing are no longer the willing coalition and they're leaving, that at some point we got to do the same thing, and we need to make sure that Iraq demands this. Feingold and Rahm Emanuel and Chuck Schumer have been saying this for months. They said set the benchmarks that on a quarterly basis we need a report that comes back to us in the United States on the progress that the Iraqis are making solely on their own, not by our security blanket that we're providing for them. And I'll use the words of Carl Levin. But we got to stop doing this. These guys got to start taking care of themselves, just like Senator Levin said. This is pretty much a welfare state type of a war.
And I agree. I mean, and there have been a lot of Democrats who have been saying this now for a long, long time, that the Iraqis have got to step up to the plate, that they have got to take responsibility, that they either have to make it on their own or fail. And it's about time that we force them to do this. But by sitting there and having the same rhetoric come out of the White House and out of the Republican-backed Congress every single day, which is stay the course, and all you Democrats want to do is cut and run, you know, that's not a plan. That's not a way to get out. That's not a way to extricate us from this situation. That's just rhetoric. That's just political, plain old political rhetoric and crap.
And that is so old right now. We're so beyond that point of throwing those kind of little shots at Democrats. We need to get serious about what exactly we're going to do. We're not going to continue this rate for the next 10 years. We need to buckle down and figure out what Iraq needs to do to get back on its feet,
well,
to get the electricity and water, so forth.
I'll tell you something. This administration of Republicans have always billed themselves as people that can handle our security. Well, they sure didn't handle it well in Iraq. They sure haven't handled it well with Katrina. They sure haven't handled it well with Homeland Security. They sure can't handle it when it comes to border matters. It seems to me that what they've fed us for a long, long time is just a line of garbage. And you know what? They've been caught. They've been caught by the events. And it's time we call them out for who they are and what they are. Greg, thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Take care, Jay.
Okay. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. And if you want to comment about these two soldiers who the United States military now admits have been found dead and mutilated on top of it, these two guys, it's just disgusting. Private Thomas Lowell Tucker, 25, of Madras, Oregon, and Private Christian Menchaca, 23, of Houston, found mutilated today. Actually, yesterday they found them. Once again, you know, there's just no, I've been saying it now for 45 minutes, there's just no plan out of this administration and out of the GOP to get us out of the situation. You know, you go ask Marilyn Manson Musgrave, you ask her, you ask Tom Tancredo, Ask any of these Republicans that are running, Rick O'Donnell, any of them. What's your plan to get us out of Iraq? You know what they'll tell us? Stay the course. Because they don't have a plan to get out. And I don't know if it's because what Pat says that they don't want to leave.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Five coming out of Lakewood. And the same goes for eastbounders along I-270 between I-76 and Vasquez. That Commerce City commute just continues to build up in both directions of the highway here. Now, northbound 225 coming out of the DTC heading up into Aurora is jamming between Iliff and Mississippi. And eastbounders along I-70 are now thick between 25 and Brighton Boulevard. A warm forecast ahead of us today. We're looking at highs in the upper 90s. Currently, we're at 64 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
And number one, you ever try to put in a garage door by yourself?
The Home Depot can get it installed, guaranteed, from top to bottom, inside and out, like that new garage door you've been wanting. Call 1-800-79-DEPOT. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. License numbers available at your local store or homedepot.com.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Searchdog USA.
When the kid says,
Dad, are we almost there?
Now at least you'll know with a Garmin GPS. Garmin, the leader in, yep, we're there, car navigation.
I'll take you there.
Do you suffer from ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease? A clinical research study is currently underway to evaluate the effectiveness and safety of an investigational device for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. To qualify, you must be 18 to 75 years old and have moderate to severe ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. For more information, please call 303-940-0909. 303-940-0909.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, any place. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:48, 48 minutes past the hour. High today, about 91. With some thunder showers in there. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, one of the drawbacks of this format is we don't get that many conservative callers. And I would love to talk to some conservative who thinks that what we're about is cut and run. And I would love to ask them, I would love to say, you know what, put the cut and run aside. Tell me what the plan is out of the White House. Tell me what it is. Tell me what the realistic plan is to get us out. Oh, is it the old phrase about how we'll stand down when they stand up? When is that going to happen? The 12th, probably. Like of never. Let's go to Jim in Henderson. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning. if I can get you on here. Okay, Jim, hi, you're there. Go.
Hey, Jay, every time you mention cut and run, Eskimo Bush and Carl Rover were during Vietnam. You know, they really need to go on the offensive. The war was started on fraudulent evidence. The Republicans are the ones that have controlled the border for years. It increases sales and cheapens labor, and they're the ones that manipulated that border for years. And if the Democrats aren't careful, they're going to be the ones ending up being the bad guys over the situation.
Well, the economy has always been better under Democrats than under Republicans. And I, you know what? See, I don't want to get into this thing about where Karl Rove and George W. Bush were during Vietnam, because I don't want to have any side discussions. What I want to have is a discussion about how they intend to remove us from Iraq and get our kids home. How do they intend to do this?
But they're not going to do that.
Well, you know what? Then we got to force it on them. Stay the course, and they'll stand up when we stand down. We'll stand down when they stand up. Is not a plan. It's a slogan. And let's cut through the slogans and get to an actual plan on how to end this debacle. And we need to force them into answering us. And we need to hold them accountable every time they try to shop this political nonsense designed to win a November election by us.
Yeah. You know what? They are twisting and perverting every bit of truth out there. I'm wondering if Condoleezza Rice is still making her speeches from Ferragamo's also.
Well, you know what? It's only if we allow them to do it. It's only if we allow them.
More than our lives.
Well, it's only if we allow them to do it, and we just have to say no to them, and we have to stand up to them, and we have to stand up to our elected officials, and we have to say, look, we need a plan to get out. Let's quit monkeying around. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
All right, Ron. How are you?
I'm okay. I have a couple comments about this deal. One, do you remember when a couple weeks ago after they got this Al Zarqawi character and a lot of people were interviewing Nick Berg's father?
Right.
And, you know, Ed Schultz put him on to kind of give him a chance to air his views, and then people like Sean Hannity put him on so that they could poke fun at bleeding heart liberals, and I heard maybe you replayed part of that, one of those interviews, and somebody was asking him, you know, are you happy that Zarqawi got killed, and he said no, and the interviewer said why, and he said, I don't take any pleasure in his death because violence only begets more violence. And this, what you're seeing this morning, is exactly what he was talking about. And it's a sad thing, but, you know, I was kind of freaked out when I heard his comments, and, you know, it was kind of I didn't know how to react to it, because you expect the guy's father to be saying, yeah, I'm glad they got him, but he said violence only begets more violence, and that's exactly what happened to those poor kids.
Well, it's sad what happened to them, and they found their bodies mutilated. It's just, as I said in the beginning of this, I mean, I don't have any golden bullet ideas on how to get out of here, and I'm not Mr. Certain as a talk show host. I just think that what we need to do, I've said it over and over again, I said it to the last caller, I've said it to every caller, We just need to demand a plan, and when they give us this crap about cut and run, no, that's a sidestep.
Yeah, if I ever hear that out of Karl Rove's mouth again, I don't know what the hell I'll do. But the other comment I want to make is, as far as when they stand up, we stand down. You know, ever since I've said this before, but ever since they came out with that, I've been saying we need to hold their feet to the fire on that one. And I heard the other day that after they got Zarqawi, they were going through and mopping up a lot of insurgent strongholds and whatnot, and that they were going through Baghdad, and they had 50,000 Iraqi security forces combing through Baghdad. Well, that's 50,000. If they've got 50,000 Iraqi security forces, I'd say we take 50,000 of our boys and we tell them to pack their bags and they can come home.
But the problem is, it's 50,000 who can't do it on their own because the Iraqi police and the Iraqi army are filled with these militias and gangsters, and it's an untenable situation. And the administration, you know what it is? It's almost like the administration lives in one world, and then the rest of us live
in the real world.
The real world. And the reason I say that is Vice President Dick Cheney said that while the administration underestimated the strength of anti-American violence in Iraq, he still believes that the insurgency is in its last throes, as he asserted last year. I don't think anybody anticipated the level of violence was encountered, Cheney said in a question and answering session following a speech yesterday at the National Press Club in Washington. The past 18 months will be viewed by history and a crucial period of democracy in Iraq, as Iraqis increasingly taking over responsibility for their own affairs, Cheney said. And he said he still believed the insurgency was in its final throes. Now, does it sound to you like the insurgency is in its final throes?
No, it doesn't. It sounds to me like these guys are criminally incompetent.
They live in their own world. They're insane.
Yeah. And I agree with Pat. I think if it comes right down to it, they have no intention of leaving. I think she's absolutely right.
Well, I don't know if they have no intention of leaving or they don't know how to get us out. Ron, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to John in Castle Rock. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
If the measure of us leaving is the Iraqi forces standing up, where are they in terms of numbers of trained? And I know that in the 2004 cycle, they had one brigade that was combat ready, and then we found out in 2005 that we were back down to zero brigades ready. Have there been any numbers recently about what progress we've made in training them?
No, you can't get a clear picture. There's been no answer to that.
Well, there you go on a plan then.
So, say, ask again, what did you just say?
I said, there you go on the plan. If we can't get their forces trained, when are we going to leave?
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, we have to start asking the White House and the Republican-backed Congress, we have to start asking them these critical questions, and we have to start asking all these people who are running for office, like Tom Credo and Marilyn Manson Musgrave and the rest of them, we have to start asking them. And Rick O'Donnell, we have to start asking them these questions. Like, where are the Iraqis, and how long does it estimate is it going to take for the Iraqis to be able to take care of their own affairs? You know what? I personally believe they're never going to do it as long as we continue to wet-nurse them. And, if we threaten them and say, look, you know what, either you get it done by July 7th, 2007, then, we're not going to be here, then you're going to be on your own, then, by God, they'll have to cinch up their belts and they'll have to take up the task.
Wouldn't surprise me at all if the plan behind the plan is let the whole country destroy itself in a civil war, there's nobody left, we go in and take the oil.
Yeah, I don't think you can stop a civil war. I don't know about us going in and taking the oil, but I'll tell you something. I don't think you can stop a civil war. And I think Bush is just, I think he's living in dreamland. Maybe he's back in the cocaine again. I don't know. But he's living in a dreamland. We're not going to be able to stop those people from wanting to kill each other. Now we're stuck in the middle of their mess. John,
thank you,
man. I appreciate it. Have a safe drive.
You too.
Okay. And we are. We're stuck. We're stuck. We're stuck. We're stuck. We're stuck. And you know what? It is up to this administration who got us in there to get us out or turn it over to a Democrat who can do it. All right, we promised you a show on voting integrity, and we're going to do some voting integrity, plus some other stories coming up. Mark Crispin Miller, media critic, journalist, and professor of media studies at New York University, and the author of several books, which includes The Bush Dynasty and a whole bunch of other books. We're going to talk to him coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Today, let's do motorcycle math. We'll start with subtraction. Just because it's a motorcycle doesn't mean insurance benefits can be subtracted. How about addition? What does one rider and two wheels equal? 2 + 1 = 1. One very valuable life that counts. Motorcycle accidents cause devastating injuries. The sum of the parts should equal fair insurance treatment. How can you get hurt twice in one accident? You can get hurt once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. That's 2 / 1. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Motorcycle injuries are multiplied over your lifetime, multiplied in ways mathematicians can't even calculate. Don't suffer a loss on your insurance claim. At Bell & Pollock, we've solved serious motorcycle insurance injury problems for years. If you need help, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock, consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice.
Soldiers were taken hostage the other day, and while Iraqi officials say they are the remains of missing soldiers Thomas Tucker and Christian Manchada, Major General William Caldwell says the bodies have not yet been identified.
It would be inappropriate and very inconsiderate for us to say anything further about the ongoing search and either confirming or denying any reports as to the status and whereabouts of either PSC Manchada or PSC Tucker.
In Madras, Oregon, former co-worker Rick Strader says Tucker's friends and neighbors were stunned by the news.
It's horrible. You know, I mean, they're over there doing a job and, you know, something like this happens and it really hits home. It hits this town really hard.
The senior Iraqi general says the body showed signs of what he called barbaric torture. With major wildfires burning on thousands of acres, Arizona, New Mexico, California, and Colorado could use a good soaking, but it's not in the cards. It's a different story in Texas. The heavy rain that flooded the Houston area yesterday, ready for an encore.
Houston got a bit of a break overnight from the rain, but starting up again this morning, and the problem areas around here are still problems, although most of the floodwaters have already receded. Still, there are flood watches and warnings up for parts of eastern Texas this morning after some of the worst flooding this city has seen in 5 years.
CBS's Kelly Cobier reporting from Houston. Well, another city is taking a hard line toward illegal immigrants. Live to CBS's Jim Shenevy. Jim, what's behind this?
Well, it's billed as one of the toughest crackdowns on illegal immigrants in the U.S., and it's in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Mayor Lou Barletta points to a string of incidents allegedly involving immigrants, including a homicide last month. He says they're ruining his city. Barletta introducing a measure last week tentatively approved by city council. It would revoke the business licenses of companies employing undocumented workers and fine landlords who house them. Frank?
Well, this is the day airports around the country were supposed to launch the Registered Traveler Program, allowing flyers who pay a fee and go through a background check to get through security a lot faster. But the program is way behind schedule, and Tom Parsons with bestfares.com wonders if it's even necessary.
The idea was great at the beginning. I think right now TSA is doing a much better job. I also believe that when you look at the lines in the airports, they're not that long.
Orlando International is the only airport where the Registered Traveler Program is up and running. Well, the Carolina Hurricanes have taken the hockey world by storm. Carolina beat the Edmonton Oilers 3-1 to win Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, clinching the first cup in franchise history.
To the empty net, he scores!
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up about 2 points. This is CBS News.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Experts are still trying to figure out what the substance was that closed down a Swedish Medical Center emergency room. A suspicious powder was found in a letter at the ER in Jefferson County Monday. The ER closed for more than 8 hours while the material was tested.
We were able to reopen the Swedish Southwest ER near Wadsworth and Bowles following an afternoon of testing from the civil support team at Buckley Air Base.
The material was determined not to be hazardous, but further tests will be needed to know what it really is. No patients were involved. Mark Holtzman is hanging on. The Colorado Supreme Court will decide whether Holtzman is a Republican candidate for governor or not. Holtzman is bypassing the district court and going to the top.
If we were to look over all of the signatures in question with the lower court judge, it would take literally 40 to 60 hours of review. That means that this process could continue on for weeks, if not more than a month.
Congressman Bob Beaupre has the party support. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. This morning we've got a slow but standard drive. No crashes or stalls in this commute, but we do have tons of heavy traffic. Eastbound lanes of 270 coming across Commerce City are bogged up right between I-76 and Vasquez as you make your way closer to I-70. Outside of this, southbound 25 is jam-packed coming out of Thornton and North Glen between 112th Avenue and 84th. Again, southbound between I-76. I-76 and Spear, and once again between 6th Avenue and Santa Fe. Northbound lanes of 225 are jamming up between the DTC and Aurora, right between Iliff and Mississippi. And you eastbounders coming out of Lakewood on 6th Avenue are also heavy and slow from Sheridan to I-25. Today's forecast, it's going to be a warm one. We'll see highs in the upper 90s, and currently we're at 66 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
University of Colorado Hospital's minimally invasive surgery center providing the highest quality care, resulting in less pain, scarring, and recovery.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Get to him. All right, we are going to talk about voter integrity, though. We'll have State Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon on, who's running for Secretary of State. We're also going to have John Gideon on, Executive Director and Information Manager for Voters Unite, and that's going to be a little bit later on this morning. Meanwhile, I wanted to get your opinion about this. This is a day that I'll always remember, and it's a day that really changed my life forever. And I used to be known really here in Denver, and I used to be known across the country as being a very, very caustic, very argumentative talk show host. And sometimes, I know, sometimes I still show signs of it, even though I try not to, and I try to listen very carefully to the callers. But I used to do a lot of it, and I used to be pretty brutal on the air. And you know, Columbine really changed that. I was on the air here in this town when Columbine happened, and it really shook me up, and it left a lasting impression on me. And there's a story this morning that the sheriff won't release Columbine recordings. Some of the most intimate documents from the Columbine High School killers, including diaries from them and a parent, should be made public, Jefferson County Sheriff Ted Mink said Monday. But in-depth videotapes and audio tapes made by Eric Harris should remain sealed because spoken words and images may allow Harris and Dylan Klebold to reach out from the grave and trigger more school shootings. This is according to Minks. He said this in his split decision. If I can, by not releasing these tapes, prevent another kid from getting killed, I'm going to err on that side, he said from his office yesterday. Victims of the families and others contacted Monday backed the sheriff's decision to release the 936 pages of documents, but many also said that releasing the so-called basement tapes would help prevent school shootings. I think the videos would be an incredible training tool for everybody in mental health field and a good wake-up call for parents to see the kid that their kids to see the kids to see the kind of things that their kids can be up to, said Angela Sanders, whose father, teacher Dave Sanders, was shot twice and bled to death in a classroom waiting for help. Sanders rejected the notion that the tapes could spur someone else to do the same thing. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it, she said. Mink refused to release medical records, but favored a releasing documents that included schoolwork, writings that Harris and Klebold left in each other's yearbooks, and a journal from Harris's father, Wayne Harris. And this is according to the Rocky Mountain News, which is where I'm quoting from. Mink's decision filed in Jefferson County District Court on Monday is an outgrowth of a 2002 motion filed by the Denver Post that has been subjected to a number of court rulings. The Harrises, the Klebolds, and the Post now have 15 days to respond. My question is, do you think this stuff ought to be released? Do you think all of the Columbine material ought to be released? Or do you agree with the sheriff that some of it shouldn't be released, that it would spur copycat killings? 303-713-7600. Psychiatrists say this stuff would be great for mental health. They say that it would be great for mental health professionals to not only to be able to study this stuff, but also to be able to use it. But should this stuff be available to the general public? Should the, you and I be able to look at the basement tapes and look at all the material involved in Columbine? And, you know, to me, the whole story of Columbine is about mental illness. The story of Columbine is definitely, definitely mental illness. It's not about anything else. And I don't know. Maybe you know more about it than I do, because I was gone for 6-7 years right after it happened, and maybe there was a lot that came out that I wasn't privy to, and didn't get a chance to see. But to me, it points out how important mental illness is, not only among kids but also among adults, and how underplayed as a society we take mental illness to be, because we really do. I mean, it's the topic that's never really, 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 really discussed, and you don't really ever see any popular politicians stepping forward and talking about mental health and about what goes on in the family these days. You only get lectures about family values from extremely, right-wing wingnuts who get up there and want to lecture you with a Bible and point a finger at you. They don't really talk about mental health and the problems that that kids and that parents have with mental health. And so I'm asking you, do you think that the Columbine recordings should be released? 303-713-7600, four lines open on this. Do you think they ought to be released, or do you think that the sheriff is right and that they should not be made public and they should be remained sealed? Both the in-depth videotapes and audio tapes made by Eric Harris should remain sealed because spoken words and images may allow Harris and Dylan Klebold to reach out from the grave and trigger more school shootings. Do you believe that? Do you buy that? See, I don't buy that. I don't buy it in the least. I don't think that that has anything to do with it. And I think that we can learn from those things. And I think people ought to see the horror of that whole thing. And I just don't agree with the idea that they shouldn't be released, and that they're going to reach out from the grave and influence other kids. If there are kids out there that are thinking about shooting their classmates, if there are kids out there that are thinking about bombing schools, if there are kids out there that are thinking about doing violence, that seed is already planted. It doesn't make any difference about Harris and Klebold. That seed's already there. And it's up to their parents, of the kids to be proactive enough in their kids' lives to know what's going on and to get them some kind of mental health help. And, you know, it shocks me the amount of people who don't believe in mental health and don't believe in therapy. And I'll get that occasionally in emails, and I get it occasionally from callers who just don't believe in it. And I find that really, really hard to believe. I find it really, really, really hard to believe. I mean, that's one of my main things with Scientology, is their take on mental health. And, of course, every once in a while when I'll say this, I'll get a couple emails from Scientologists. You know, it just to me, it, mental health has done wonders for my life, at least. I was one of those kids that encountered and had mental health problems. Had they known then what they know now, who knows how well off I would have been. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Should they release the tapes, yes or no? It's up to you, and I'd love to hear from you on it. 7:15, 15 minutes after 6, 7 rather. Boy, I'm having trouble with the time.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
I bet neither your banker, your broker, or your CPA has told you about the government programs that pay you interest rates of up to 24%, rates that are guaranteed by the government, rates that are set by law and can't go down. As incredible as it seems, you get to lock in your own interest rate. You choose the rate that suits you best, from 8% to 24%. Hi, I'm Jim Yocum. I'm the best-selling author on this subject, and I'm going to give you a copy of my book with all the information you would need to earn as much as 5 times what your money may be earning now. The book would download to your computer immediately. I don't sell these investments. You buy from the government, and the government pays you. You pay no one a commission. Want to find these high rates? There are more than 60 government offices right here in Colorado that handle these programs. My book will tell you where to find thousands more and is available wherever books are sold for $22.95. But I'll give you a copy right now, free and no obligation. Just send a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. Just a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. You got to do this.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
004. At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we don't think you should ever settle for a routine breakfast sandwich. So let's say you're driving to work holding your fast food egg muffin combo. How do you make it into something worth eating? First, get rid of that spongy egg patty. Just throw it out the window. It's biodegradable. Probably. Replace it with a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet. Next, exchange that bland muffin for a fresh baked hollow roll. Peel off the processed cheese, flip it onto the road, and replace it with a layer of real Swiss. Finally, add a spicy chili schmear. So now you've got absolutely nothing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Put on your red, white, and blue and join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the ACLU on Tuesday, July 4th for the 5th annual 4th of July Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. It'll be a fun-filled, inspirational event with activities for all ages, plus food, beverages, and more. Join hundreds of others in defending our freedom.
Proceeds benefit the American Civil Liberties Union.
For more information, visit am760.net.
Good morning, 719, 19 minutes after 7. High today in the upper 90s somewhere. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin along with you here. And Sheriff won't release Columbine recordings, but Mink planning to make public 936 pages of documents. I'm asking you if the recordings ought to be released, yes or no. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. We go to John in Littleton. John, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. Well, first off, I'm a Columbine alumnus. I went to Columbine back in the 80s. My niece was at Columbine the day of the shooting. I don't think they should release the videotapes and the audio tapes at all.
Why?
Because they're gonna, if they did, unfortunately they'd end up being posted on the internet on some website regarding, you know, glorifying death or glorifying what these kids did, and it's going to ruin the memory of all the people that died and the people that have been, you know, had their lives shattered because of these two.
Well, you could control the way that it would be released, and you could control who would be able to view it. One of the country's most prominent forensic psychiatrists said on Monday that the video and the audio tapes made by the Columbine killers should not be publicly released, but he did say that they should be available to mental health professionals in a clinical situation to be used for scientific and professional research. What would be wrong with that idea?
Releasing it, using it in a training capacity is fine. I'm a police officer. I actually responded. Well, I helped out at the Columbine, the memorial, and I headed to Columbine the day of the shooting when I heard my niece was there and that the shooting happened. But releasing it for training purposes for law enforcement and for the psychologists
for mental health, for mental health professionals.
Yeah, that would be okay, but somehow I'm afraid that it would end up in the wrong hands and it would be used to glorify these two.
Well, I can definitely see your concern there. Well, what about Angela Sanders, whose father, teacher Dave Sanders, was shot twice and bled to death in the classroom waiting for help? Sanders rejected the notion the tape could spur someone else to do the same thing. She said if they're going to do it, they're going to do it anyway, she said.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's going to happen no matter what. But I think going along and maybe taking, you know, not giving them more encouragement would be would be better. You know,
well, I would meet you halfway. I mean, I don't think that it should be released so that it could be played on the internet, say, for instance. But I don't think there's anything wrong with letting law enforcement officials and letting mental health professionals have a look at it.
No, that I agree with. But somehow releasing them to the public so that, you know, anybody can get a hold of them and kind of twist them around to the way, you know, because we live in an age of spin, and if some people got a hold of them, they'd go along and twist them around and, you know, glorify these guys.
Of course, let me just play devil's advocate for a second with you. Don't you think the public, though, has a right to know?
I can't, to a certain degree, but it's also erring on the side of caution. You know, allowing these tapes to, you know, fall into the wrong hands, I think that it would almost build a cult of personality around these two, whereas keeping them where you can't really get a hold of them and letting them be used by law enforcement and psychologists and everything to try to figure out how to battle this, how to keep this from happening again, is one thing, but I still don't want to see them out in public.
Yeah, I guess, you know, building a case for censorship for me is just really, really, really difficult, and I think they're in some degree there. The public does have a right to know what went on and what was said and what was done.
But I can understand your sensitivity to it. John, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, no problem, Jay. Have a good day.
Let's go to Jen, in Broomfield. Jen, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Don't you hate that when people call you Jenny and your name is Jen?
Yeah, I really hate that one.
You know, way to go, Jay, stupid idiot. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, not a problem. I went to Columbine. I was there, and I really think that it's inconsequential whether or not these tapes are released because the parents and the community has been trying to find people to blame and answers where answers aren't to be found. So they're just looking for another scapegoat for blaming themselves.
Ooh, explain that.
Well, I mean, I grew up in Littleton. I know the mentality. I live in Broomfield. I've lived in Broomfield for the past year and a half because I just couldn't handle that continuous blame about everything. The slippery slope of, well, they drank milk, so therefore they were going to kill people. And they'll blame anything. They blame the drug companies. They blame video games. They're just going to try to find more answers to something that there are not answers to. There's no simple answer to why Eric and Dylan did this.
No, there isn't a simple answer. The answer, though, lies in mental health.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is something that, is very, very hard for a lot of people to look at and a lot of people to recognize.
Well, yes, because I think a lot of parents will blame themselves for their children having health problems, even though it's mental, and that doesn't necessarily fall back on genetics. But parents are afraid to go straight to the mental health. They're trying to find some material, something that they can hold on to, because you can't physically hold on to, some mental health issue.
All right. How much right does the public have to know?
All the right in the world. I mean, I don't think that they should, keep them under lock and key or whatnot, but I'm more concerned with what is going to be in the paper and what people are going to be saying and what is going to come of what is on those tapes because of the mentality of the parents and not necessarily even the kids, but it's mainly the parents down in the Littleton area and across the nation.
Well, there's no question it would be painful and it would have repercussions. But isn't that what living in a free society is all about, though, sometimes having to undergo that pain? In other words, I firmly believe, as I talked to the first caller, I firmly believe that it should be available to law enforcement officials and also to psychiatrists and people that are trained. But also you get into this whole thing about what the public has a right to know and what they don't have a right to know and what's the reasoning for them not having the right to know and the reasoning that, well, because it will spur copycat killers. To me, I don't know. I'm not so sure that that's really a valid reason to withhold information.
No, I don't think it is either. I'm not against them releasing the tapes at all, but it's more of why people are for it that really gets my anger going.
All right, Jen. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Ben.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
All right. Let's go to Chris in Philadelphia, who's streaming us online. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm a little upset by that last caller.
Why?
Well, first of all, how many crutches do these kids need? They had mental illness, so that's why they walked into a school and killed.
Well, I don't think that mental illness, ma'am, is a crutch.
No. Well, it is. They weren't mentally ill.
Well, how do you know that? Are you a trained psychiatrist? Whoa, wait a second. Wait a second. Hold on a second. Ma'am. Hello. You're a guest. All right, that's it. You're a guest in my house, and if you don't want to have a two-way dialogue, then you know what? We're just not going to have one. And if I can't talk to you about it, then I'm not going to talk to you about it. That's all there is to it. You know, mental health is not a crutch, and it is not this last caller is a typical example of what I've talked about time and time again on this radio station, of people who disqualify this as being some kind of a problem. That those two kids, Dylan and Klebold, while they are not innocent angels, and nobody is saying that they are, they did have mental health problems. Any two human beings who act like that, who did what they did, had mental health problems. Okay? And you know something? To dismiss mental health problems and to claim that they don't exist and that they're a crutch, and then they go on a monologue on a talk show trying to get your point in like that, particularly when you're sitting in Philadelphia, to me, I find it to be extremely rude and fantastic. And, oh, yes, of course, I'll get the typical emails. Well, you cut her off. You know what? This is not a platform for anybody's, for anybody's monologue. That's not how it works. This is a two-way exchange of ideas. And the idea that mental health and that these kids needed crutches and that they've been handed crutches, nobody's handing them anything. The trick is to find out why they did what they did and learn from it and then try to prevent it from happening for future generations. I'll tell you a story. I once met the DA that prosecuted Jeffrey Dahmer. He argued and argued and argued and argued and argued about Dahmer, that he wanted Dahmer to be kept in isolation, that he wanted Dahmer to be studied, that he didn't want Dahmer into the normal prison population because something would happen to them. He begged and begged and begged for that, to try to figure out why it is that Jeffrey Dahmer had done what he had done. They didn't listen to him. They put him in the normal population, and another guy who was mentally ill and thought that he was Jesus and had a vision that he was Christ killed Jeffrey Dahmer. To this day, we don't have any real concrete idea about why Jeffrey Dahmer killed all those people and carried out those heinous crimes. We have no idea why he did what he did, because there was nobody there to study him. There was nobody there to see what went on with him. There were no mental health professionals to work with him. There was nobody to ascertain why he did what he did. The idea is to learn from tragedy so that you don't sit there and repeat the same mistakes. It's like the White House and Iraq. The White House never learns from its mistakes, so it continues the same insanity of continuing the same mistakes day after day and hoping for some kind of a solution. And now we have two dead soldiers in Iraq who were found mutilated this morning. Same thing once again. If releasing this information would help, if it would help somebody figure out why these two kids did what they did and lead to some kind of mental health breakthrough and some kind of mental health information, what's wrong with it? And then you have something else here. You have the public's right to know. How much do you and I as taxpayers have the right to know, considering we're involved in the process? How much does the community have the right to know? That's also something else to look at when you look at these tapes. All right, we're going to get a CBS News update, and then we're going to talk to Ken Gordon about voter integrity, something we promised you yesterday we would do, and that's all coming up on AM 760 Progressive
Talk. CBS News Special Report. I'm Chris Mavridis. In Baghdad, CBS's Lee Cowan has the official word.
The U.S. military is now saying that it does have the bodies of two U.S. servicemen in its possession.
And a posting on a militant website now claims two U.S. soldiers were executed by al-Qaeda in Iraq. But are they the two GIs missing since Friday? The U.S. military is
either confirming or denying any reports as to the status and whereabouts of the other PSC Menchaca or PSC Tucker.
In Baghdad, Major General William Caldwell says they haven't ID'd those bodies yet, and when they do, the first calls they make will be to the families.
To them, we owe our first responsibility of any reporting. It would be inappropriate and very inconsiderate for us to say anything further.
23-year-old Private Christian Menchaca of Houston and 25-year-old Thomas Tucker of Madras, Oregon vanished on Friday after an ambush at a checkpoint just south of Baghdad. This has been a CBS News Special Report. I'm Chris Mavridis.
7:31, actually 7:32 now at AM 760, 28 minutes before 8 o'clock. And let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Well, this morning's drive, we've really had some good news across the highways. No accidents or stalls in your way, but we did have one quick one on the side streets at 14th and Arapahoe. That's gone from the highway drive, and we're back to normal at that intersection. Now, across I-25, you will find that normal slowdown right between 112th Avenue and 84th. Again, south of here between I-76 and also south of here between 6th Avenue and Santa Fe. But really, no major stop-and-go traffic, but you will find those heavy volume patches. Now, the same goes for southbound 225 between Yosemite and 25. Northbound lanes of 225 are also jamming up this morning between Iliff and Mississippi. In today's forecast, we'll see highs in the upper 90s with a slight chance for showers later on today. Currently, we're at 70 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Todd Helton says, got a buck? Get a truck at Freeway and Longmont Ford. $1 down and lease a new 06 Explorer or F-150 4x4 for $249 a month. $1 down, $249 a month. Simple. Longmont, 3rd and Alpine, Freeway, I-25 and Evans, or at cheaperfords.com.
Well, Limbaugh is an ideologue. Limbaugh is a blowhard. Limbaugh makes it up. Limbaugh is just a gas bag. Limbaugh, he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He'll just make it up to fit his agenda.
Yep. That's why we're here. AM 760. Progressive Talk. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, the largest independent Goodyear dealer in Colorado, and I want to make shopping for tires easy for you, folks. Go out, check the competition online, check out DiscountTire.com, check out Walmart, check out Sears, then come visit Aspen Tire. At Aspen Tire, our lowest price is always right there in the computer. We have the best price and the best customer service, and not only are we on Tom Martino's referral list, we run the automotive division for them. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO.
You know that iPod sales are through the roof, but that's chump change compared to the money being made selling the accessories for iPods. That's right. The real cash is being made selling the stuff to trick out iPods. Want to get in on the action? Want to learn how to do it for free? If you've been waiting for the next big thing, we want to send you free software that will show you everything you need to know to sell iPod accessories online. That's right. You can get a piece of the iPod action. And here's the best part. You don't have to buy or even store these accessories. You just collect your money. And when it comes to iPod accessories, there's a lot of money to be collected. If you think the iPod is just a fad, don't call. But if you know a good thing when you see it, pick up the phone and get your free software that will plug you into the world of iPod accessories. For your free software, call ISI at 1-800-900-8819. The number that will change your life forever is 1-800-900-8819. You've got to call for your free software. 1-800-900-8819.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, the must-see documentary Why We Fight, an unflinching look at the anatomy of the American war machine. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Clinical research of an investigational medical device for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease is underway in the Denver area. Men and women aged 18 to 75 who have been diagnosed with moderate to severe ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease may be eligible to participate if they're intolerant or non-responsive to standard therapies. For more information, please call 303-940-0909. 303-940-0909.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 736, 36 minutes past the hour. High today in the 90s. And some thundershowers in there, too. AM 760, Progressive Talk. We talked yesterday about voter integrity, and we're going to spend a little time talking about it this morning. On the line with me, we have local, we have state Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon. He's been very passionate on this issue, and we're going to talk to him about voter integrity, and he's running for Secretary of State this year. And Senator Gordon, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Jay.
Nice to have you on.
Yes.
All right, I plan to go in November and punch a straight Democratic ticket. Now, how sure are you that my vote is going to get counted?
Well, you know, in America, I always thought that we might win or lose elections, but that you were always getting a straight count. And I'm a little concerned now. I've been reading about the 2004 and 2000 and 2004 elections, and we all should have some concerns. I don't know. Let me tell you a story. On Election Day 2004, I was waving signs for Sue Wendells in Jefferson County. She's a state senator, and one of the people with me had a cell phone, and she has a friend who was doing polling back east, exit polling. And he would call her every couple minutes, and he said, we're winning in Ohio, we're winning in Pennsylvania, we're winning. This was Kerry.
Right.
And so we were very excited. You know, all the exit polls seemed to indicate that Kerry was going to win. And that was my sense of the election. I mean, I just from the number of newspapers that had switched from endorsing Bush in 2000 to Kerry in 2004, just everything seemed to be going that way. And then, obviously, we stayed up late, and Ohio ended up going to Bush. And I thought, well, we just lost. But there's a lot of people writing, like one of your guests, Mark Crispin Miller, and
Robert Kennedy Jr.,
Harvey Wasserman, and Greg Pallast, and they're looking at things, and they're seeing that, for instance, the Secretary of State in Ohio disrupted a Democratic voter registration drive by saying all the voter registration forms had to be on 80-pound paper. In Ohio, they challenged every Democratic voter in some precincts because they just wanted the lines to get so long that people wouldn't have a chance to vote. They used caging lists, which means they sent letters to people, and if they didn't didn't sign for the letter, the Republican Party did this in Democratic precincts, then they challenged all those voters just because the people didn't sign for a letter. And some of those, Greg Pallas tells the story that some of those, many of those, were soldiers who were in Iraq, and then they challenged their votes. And even if the soldiers voted by absentee ballot, their votes didn't get counted because the Republicans were engaging in the systematic method of trying to get Democrats off the ballot. These are things that we shouldn't be having happen in the United States.
But what steps are we taking to combat them? Particularly, are we taking any steps in Colorado to combat voter suppression?
Well, I carried a bill in 2005 that it was Senate Bill 198, and it requires a verifiable paper audit trail in every machine. I was worried about the machines because they're just big computers nowadays, a lot of them. And my computer always gets viruses and bugs and loses information, and I thought we should have some paper in all these machines, and that passed. And if there, and then it also requires a random audit, and if the audit doesn't line up with the paper, then they have to audit all the machines of that type. And at least we have paper in the machines. That bill, in 2000 and 2004, the Secretary of State in Florida, Catherine Harris, and in Ohio, Ken Blackwell, they were both chairs of the Bush campaign, the partisan chairs of a campaign. And this bill that I passed in 2005, 198, says that the Secretary of State of Colorado cannot be the chair, the actual or honorary chair of a partisan statewide or federal race.
So we're not sitting in that position such as they were in Florida or such as they are in Ohio.
No, and I'm not. I don't think Colorado has had the kind of problems they've had in other states. I think Colorado's been more honest, but we have to be eternally vigilant, you know. There are people that... Chris, have you had Mark Crispin Miller on yet?
Yes, we've had him on.
Okay. Well, when I read his book, the interesting part of it to me was that some of the Republicans who are religiously motivated feel that they are entitled or that they have to do things that are dishonest or cheating because they are afraid that us immoral, baby-killing, homosexual-loving atheists are going to get elected if they don't. And they feel that the end justifies the means. They're on a religious crusade. And that was in Miller's book, and I thought, because I've always given people the benefit of the doubt. Most of the Republicans I know in Colorado are honest people with good values, but there are some people that are just zealots. They're on a jihad. And so we do have to be vigilant, especially, well, in every state. And I think Colorado is going to be a swing state in 2008. So
we're definitely going to have to be very, very vigilant here.
Yes. Now, I also carried a bill that would have elected the President of the United States. We talked about this, I think, with a majority vote of the people of the United States rather than the electoral vote.
Yeah, I'm for abolishing the Electoral College.
That also reduces a lot of the incentive to cheat, because right now, if you can switch 500 votes in Florida, you can win an election, because you know, the winner-take-all character of the Electoral College, 500 votes in one state can have an extremely disproportionate influence on an election. If we just add up all the votes in the whole country, and then the president's the person that got the most votes, there's much less incentive because there's much less benefit from cheating in any particular state.
How is that movement going? Is that movement catching fire?
Well, it's making progress. We got it passed in the Senate here in Colorado. We didn't get it all the way through, but that was encouraging. And they passed it in the House in California, and it's pending action in the Senate. So I think it makes all kinds of sense. It will make the election truly a national election. It won't just be focused on a few swing states. And the issues that will be debated will be the issues that most people care about and not, for instance, an economic boycott of Cuba because that's important to Florida or ethanol production because that's important to Iowa. So
Exactly. I agree 100% because what the Electoral College does is takes a few states and makes them very, very important at the expense of others. And if you're in a state that where there's no Electoral College votes at stake, you may never see a presidential candidate.
That's true.
They may never come to your state.
Of course, a lot of people think that's a benefit.
Well, it depends, I guess, on who's running. Right. I guess it depends. Speaking of that, how's your campaign for Secretary of State going?
Well, I think it's going really well. I've done the math, and I think I'm going to win by one vote. So I need everybody who's planning to vote to show up.
Well, we intend to show up, and I intend to punch straight Democratic, so I intend to vote for you for sure. You've been a friend of this program for a long, long time, so I wholeheartedly endorse you 100%. And if people want to find out more about your candidacy, where do they go?
KenGordon.com. It's pretty easy. KenGordon.com, and they can send an email to me at Ken@KenGordon.com.
And one last thing. Do you think Democrats as a whole, I mean other Democrats you talk to, are they concerned about GOP voter suppression tactics?
Yes. Yes. I mean, we had a bill this year at the legislature that Andy McElhenney carried. He's the minority leader in the Senate, a Republican from Colorado Springs. And it would have required a proof of citizenship before you could register to vote. Now, that has a surface credibility to it. Sounds, well, yeah, why not? But most people don't carry a passport or their birth certificate with them when they're going to the grocery store. And so all of those voter registration drives where people try to register to people to vote at grocery stores or on the mall or something like that, those all would be out of business. There's been no evidence that there are people who are illegally in the United States actually voting in elections. They're trying to go under the radar if they're here. But it does show what Republicans win elections when there's a lower turnout, and Democrats win elections when there's a higher turnout. So some Republicans understand that, and their concerns, they talk about voter fraud, which is they mean that somebody is voting somewhere who shouldn't vote. Honestly, we saw in the Judiciary Committee, we had a hearing on this and people testified, and there was no evidence that that's happening. It's wrong. I agree. People who shouldn't vote shouldn't vote. I agree with that. But I'm more concerned about the fact that there are millions of people in the United States who don't vote, who can vote, and are citizens, and have, for some reason, think that somebody else is going to handle all their political issues and they don't have to get involved. That's not the way democracy works. And to the extent that people do that, we don't live in a democracy.
Yeah, you know, Blackwell is kind of up to the same thing in Ohio, where he's trying to change the rules that people who go out and canvass and collect votes have to turn the votes directly into him, not to their supervisors, because if they turn them in directly to their supervisors, then they're breaking Ohio state law. That's another move at voter suppression.
Yes, and they do these. They found that in Florida, they knocked thousands of people off the voter list because they had bad information about who had committed crimes. And it turned out, surprisingly, that almost everybody on their list was an African American. And thousands of those people had never committed any crime. But it looked like a voter suppression issue as well. Everybody needs to be aware that democracy doesn't just happen. Everybody needs to take responsibility for making it happen. It's everybody's job. There's no other adults that are handling it for them.
All right. Very well said. State Senator Ken Gordon, running for Secretary of State. Thank you so much. It's good to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Jay. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye. You got it. There he is, State Senator Ken Gordon, and good to have him on. 7:46, 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and what he says is very, very true, is that, you know, we've got to be responsible to make sure that our votes get counted and to watch out for GOP suppression tricks. And, you know, if this becomes a swing state in 08, you know they're going to be in here, and you know they're going to be in.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Our first myth, the mountains are fun, but my goodness, they're costly.
Oh, please, please, book a summer mountain retreat on Travelocity and save big.
Myth two, when hiking, leave no trace.
I've left these breadcrumbs to find my way back. Hey, birds, cut it out. Wait, Hansel and Gretel is a hiking guide, isn't it?
Average $220 savings at Travelocity.com/mountain Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Down in the metro area, you will find slowing also across eastbound 36 between Federal and 25. Same goes for eastbound 6th Avenue, but that extends from Sheridan all the way to the 25 interchange. And we also have slowing across eastbound I-270 in Commerce City. That runs now between I-76 and Vasquez. Today's forecast calls for highs in the upper 90s. Currently, we're at 70 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Stop. At Brakes Plus, they do brakes plus a whole lot more. Transmission and coolant flushes, shocks and struts, plus factory recommended maintenance packages. Visit BrakesPlus.com for locations and money-saving coupons. Brakes Plus, a proud sponsor of your Colorado Rockies.
So someone asked me the other night at this meeting, what's progressive talk? It's what I want it to be.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Whatever I talk about on this program doesn't change one thing about human rights, civil rights, equal rights, and all the core values that make us Democrats.
Ed Schultz.
You need people that think like I do to vote for Democrats.
Instead of running under your little tent when you're not liberal enough.
Shut up and give. Step up and get after it.
Weekdays at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just being emotional.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
749, almost 11 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, I've been talking to you for a while about the Icon Laser Center. I've been telling you for a while now about how Icon Laser Center has been making a LASIK safe and affordable for as little as $4.99 per eye. Well, you know, some LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have safe LASIK surgery, you got to pay more. But that's just not true. What they don't tell you is that their procedures cost more, not because they're better, but because of their overhead and their LASIK machine rental fees. See, Icon owns all of their own LASIK equipment, so there's less overhead, and they can pass on the savings to you. So don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. It's just not true. Visit Icon on the web at icondenver.com. Or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them that J. Marvin sent you.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Wouldn't it be great to travel more, visit family, maybe see the Grand Canyon or Niagara Falls? Would winning a pile of money help? We at Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels think so. That's why we're holding the Key to a Million sweepstakes. Just go to choicehotels.com and enter for your chance to win up to $1 million. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 21 or older. Ends 8-1706. For official rules, prize values, and odds disclosure, visit choicehotels.com/official rules. Sponsored Choice Hotels International Services Corp.
Gas prices got you down? On Wednesday, June 28th, you can dust off your tire pump and bypass the gas pump. It's Bike to Work Day. Join thousands of commuters who are riding instead of driving on Bike to Work Day. Enjoy fitness, fresh air, and freedom from your normal frustrating commute. Plus free food and giveaways at more than 100 metro area breakfast stations. And the chance to win fantastic prizes. Gear up for Bike to Work Day on Wednesday, June 28th. To register yourself or your company for this fun, free event, call the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, 9 News, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
And cholesterol. 52 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today. In the 90s, it's partly sunny with thunderstorms. I got to have a meeting with Amelia and figure out what the temperature is going to be today, because I don't think I have it high enough. You know, I want to run something by you, and I want you to comment on it in the few minutes we've got here at 303-713-7600 if you so desire. You know, on one hand, I'm very, very worried about voter integrity, and it bothers me a lot. And these GOP dirty tricks bother me a lot, such as the New Hampshire phone jamming incident and voter suppression and some of the things that you heard Ken Gordon talk about, some of the things that are Mark Crispin Miller's book. But on the other hand, I sometimes feel like I shouldn't talk about it because I don't want to give the impression that you should stay home and not vote and that voting doesn't change anything. And a lot of times that's why I shy away from bringing the topic up.
And, you know, I really am concerned that all the votes get counted. And now we know that through these investigative articles, we know through the Mark Crispin Miller book, we know through the JFK Rolling Stone, which is last month's Rolling Stone, by the way, with the Chili Peppers on the front. The new one is now out. We know through that one. We know the 2004 election was stolen. We know the 2000 election was stolen. We know that these things go on. We know that the Republican Party engages in this kind of behavior. But is it, should we have more discussion of this or less discussion of this? And I'm scared that people hear this and then they say, oh, well, you know what, my vote's not going to be counted, so why should I go to the polls anyway? When I firmly believe that what we have to do this November is we've got to go to the polls. I mean, we have to turn out. And not only do we have to turn out, but we've got to get all of our friends to turn out as well. We've got to get everybody we possibly can, because we have to change the insanity of the direction of this country, as witnessed by what I talked about this morning about the two soldiers who were missing, who have now been found dead and mutilated. And this insanity of what's going on in Iraq, and this insanity of what's going on in this country vis-a-vis health care, and the insanity of what's going on in this country about the minimum wage, which we're going to talk about. And I'm all for banning the Electoral College. And here's Martin in Littleton, who feels the same way. Martin, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You feel the same way I do. We should get rid of the Electoral College.
Absolutely. I think if we got rid of the Electoral College, we'd have a lot more voter turnout.
Yeah, I think so, too.
There's no doubt in my mind. I think a lot of people don't vote because they feel that their vote doesn't really count.
Well, you know, if you're in a state that is not critical Electoral College vote-wise, you may never see a candidate. A candidate may never come through.
Absolutely.
And
there's no point.
And so there's, you know, you feel like, well, they don't care. There's no point. They don't care what's going on with me. And that should change. And it shouldn't be up to a couple of states to influence who's going to be elected president. It should be up to all the people. It should be a democratic process.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
But we would have to get, you know, there's got to be a way around this, but we'd have to get a constitutional amendment, I guess, to ban the Electoral College. But Ken Gordon, and I should have asked him to repeat it, Ken Gordon has another way around doing this, about passing state laws on a local level about the Electoral College. And there's got to be a way to get around to doing this without having to go through every state in the union.
I agree. And if you ever find out how we can get around to doing that, please, by all means, let everyone know.
Yeah, I'll have to have Gordon back on again. Hey, thanks, Martin.
Thank you, Jay.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Sean in Boulder. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Sean.
Two things. One is you were just talking about whether or not you think you should bring this topic up. And my opinion is that you absolutely have to, because, one, we can't fight it if we don't know about it. And I don't understand how the voters in Ohio aren't filing class action suits.
Some of them are.
I should hope so, because this is mind-boggling. I read the article in Rolling Stone, and it's, I knew there were problems in Ohio, but I didn't know how far they had gone. This whole idea that people can do these things and nobody complains. If I were in Ohio, I'd be rallying the streets. I'd be so upset. I was glad to hear that this guy Ken Gordon had passed some legislation to help prevent some of that here. But even now, we have to be as vigilant as they are. I read about the Republicans having voter observers there. Some of them were there to try to intimidate other voters.
Right, exactly.
To watch. One lady, apparently, because she was there watching, caught some one of these voting machine guys trying to access the machine. Nobody knows what he did, but because she reported it, they were able to see some bad things happening. We need that. We need people to say, I want to make sure that my vote is counted. The other thing I want to say is that the state-by-state changing an electoral college isn't necessarily a good thing. If California were to change it so that basically you split the electoral college votes between the candidates based upon the popular vote, you would actually hurt the Democratic side, because California usually goes blue.
No, you get rid of the Electoral College altogether, and it's all done on popular vote.
Right, but I don't think that states can elect out of Electoral College. I think they can opt to split their vote like Colorado did last election.
Then what we need is we need to move on the federal level to do it.
I agree, but that's a little bit tougher climb, I think.
Well, you know what? Anything worth having is worth reaching for.
I agree.
All right,
Keep up
Sean.
The good work, Jay. Thanks.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Coming up next, we'll talk a little bit more about voter integrity. We're going to talk to John Gideon, Executive Director and Information Manager for Voters Unite. We'll find out what's going on around the country. We'll take more of your calls.
Over the years, I've told you how an injury can literally change your life, how an accident can be devastating to you and your family. That's when you really want straight answers, not hype. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. At Bell & Pollock, we've solved serious injury and insurance problems for years with straight, no-nonsense answers. Solutions for complicated insurance problems handled in a distinguished way by professionals with years of experience. Don't get hurt twice, once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. Whether your insurance problem is a car crash, on-the-job injury, life insurance, HMO, or disability, you need professionals on your side. As my military commander used to say, we don't have problems, only opportunities. Your opportunity to protect yourself might come only once. If you have an insurance problem, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
Will see that you truly are great, you're poised for greatness, and he'll shiver in awe and tell you to get back to work. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time, only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Hey Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder,
and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sevapani. Fresh information is coming out now on the fate of two American soldiers taken hostage south of Baghdad last Friday. A claim on an insurgent website suggests the men were beheaded by the new al-Qaeda in Iraq leader Abu Hamza al-Muhajir. Iraqi officials say the bodies of PFC Thomas Tucker and PFC Christian Menchaca were found yesterday not far from where they were captured, and specialist David Babineau was killed. American military officials now confirm that two bodies were recovered. They'll be returned to this country for identification. The news from Iraq has been a blow to people in Madras, Oregon, where Tucker grew up. Rick Strader remembers working with Tucker when he was in high school.
Right, he was intelligent. You could talk to him and tell him something to do. Picked it up real quick. He worked hard. He was a good worker.
And just in from Washington a few minutes ago, a verdict in the first federal trial connected to the Jack Abramoff congressional bribery scandal. A jury has convicted former White House official David Safavian of lying and obstruction of justice. Safavian used to be the chief of staff of the General Services Administration. Bone-dry brush is going up in smoke across the West, thousands of acres. One big fire is threatening homes near Sedona, Arizona, where Deputy Sheriff Robert Gambee has been pleading with residents to clear out.
We definitely do our best to, you know, talk them into what's better off for them. The last thing we want to do is, you know, have to rescue them from something that could have been prevented.
More than 100 families took the sheriff's advice, got into their cars, and left. The Houston area is in for another day of soaking rain. A 10-inch downpour yesterday flooded streets. Emergency crews were out in boats rescuing people trapped in cars and homes. 100 National Guard troops will be rolling into New Orleans today to help the city fight crime.
Criminals are not welcome in New Orleans or anywhere else in this state.
Governor Kathleen Blanco decided to send the troops in after six people were killed over the weekend. Five were teenagers. A 14-year-old girl who was allegedly raped by a young man she met on MySpace.com is suing the popular networking website. Her lawyer, Carl Barry, claims MySpace shares responsibility for what happened.
MySpace has presented itself to the public that it is safe for young users, and there are extra protections in place for 14- and 15-year-old users. Those protections, in fact, we believe are utterly unsatisfactory.
And CBS News has just announced Dan Rather is leaving the network after 44 years of covering every major story at home and overseas, from the Kennedy assassination to the war in Vietnam and Watergate to the Princess Diana funeral.
Came to see her coffin. Carried on a simple gun carriage.
Rather is 74. He's been a 60 Minutes correspondent since stepping down from the evening news anchor chair a little over a year ago. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's ahead 16 points. This is CBS News.
My name's Brenda, and this is my sixth day with Prilosec OTC. I used to love to garden until frequent heartburn took over like weeds. But now with Prilosec OTC, I'm back in the garden. On day two, I planted bulbs. Day four, I mulched. Today, I'm pruning my dogwoods. Imagine zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. That's what's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day six for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. And right now it's our biggest Michelin tire sale of the year, with Michelin tires at the lowest prices of the season. If you're going places this summer, make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. See LN7806.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Fire crews are hoping to use Highway 160 in Costilla County as a fire break as the Mata Vega fire roars close to 4,500 acres. The fire is 10 times the size that it was just 24 hours ago. Firefighters are facing similar conditions today. Fire spokesman Carl Braniff says the goal is to use the wind.
The forecast for today is to stay on that south-southwest pattern, which will drive the fire to the north-northeast. And if that stays as predicted, we should be able to hold the fire to that north side of the road.
About 270 homes have been evacuated, all on the south side of Highway 160 over La Vida Pass. 240 firefighters were on the scene last night. That number is expected to jump significantly today as more crews arrive. The FBI says the two teenagers who carried out the nation's worst school shooting appeared articulate, mature, intelligent, and insightful as they discussed their plans and videos made months before the Columbine High School massacre. But the public may never get to see or hear the video or audio tapes that Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold made, because authorities fear they could be used to plan copycat attacks elsewhere. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. Our one problem this morning still lies in between Denver and Fort Collins. We've got a rollover crash blocking up the right-hand lane and right shoulder of northbound 25 right at Highway 119 in Longmont. Southbounders are also dealing with some curiosity slowing in the area, but you will break free until you hit 112th Avenue. At this point, finding heavy traffic all the way down towards 84th and also between I-76 and Spear. South of here, watch for heavy jamming between 6th Avenue and Santa Fe. Northbounders are also finding some slowing right between 225 and Hampton. Now, as you make your commute across I-225, southbounders, watch out for some slowing between Colfax and Mississippi. And again, between Yosemite and the 25 interchange. The same goes for you northbounders making your way between Iliff and Mississippi. Today's forecast, it's going to be a hot one. We're going to see highs in the upper 90s. We're already at 72 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you can save a total of 10 cents a gallon at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. Right store, right price.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-700-1785. That's 1-800-700-1785. 1-800-700-1785.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
807, 7 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here along with you. A couple of reminders. Big Head Todd will be back tomorrow to co-host the show. And we'll do Ed Schultz's show this afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And, hey, hope you're all going to the 2006 Pride Fest this weekend. If you do go, visit the AM 760 booth at the Denver Civic Center for your chance to get a wedding picture you've always wanted. While gays and lesbians cannot legally get married in Colorado, you can celebrate your partnership with a special wedding photo and at least get the feeling of what it would be like to have your wedding day. And it's fun and absolutely free, so stop by the AM 760 booth on Sunday between 10 and 5 for your free wedding picture. For more details on wedding pictures and the Pride Fest, go to am760.com. You can take your wedding picture and you can mail it to James Dobson. That's what I would do with mine. Say sorry you weren't here for the events, for the festivities. Love, Jay. All right, let's talk about voting integrity here. John Gideon is Executive Director and Information Manager for Voters Unite. He is a disabled Vietnam vet. He was in the Navy and a retired federal employee. He has been learning about and working on issues related to voting reform and voting integrity since early 2003. He maintains the current news links. He maintains the current news links on Voter Unite website and compiles the daily voting news. Gibson has been he's been very effective in lobbying in Washington state legislators to introduce and pass legislation requiring voter-verified paper ballots. He is dedicated to informing election officials and journalists of the accurate details, often emailing them facts in response to fallacies he finds in articles that he includes in his clipping service, votersunite.org. And let's say hello to John. John, welcome back to the program. Welcome back to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Good to be back.
John, in this current state right now with the November elections coming up, how safe are our votes?
I am very concerned. Anybody that reads daily voting news or my articles on Trainwreck, they're on bradblog.com, by the way, knows that I'm very concerned about what is coming up in the future. Right now, we have states, one, two, as many as eight states at a time holding primaries leading up to the big vote in November, and they're failing all over the place.
When you say they're failing, be more specific. Failing by the voting machines?
The service that's being provided by the vendors is just really bad. They have oversold their products and their ability to service those products and their ability to provide technical assistance for those products to such a point that the voting machines themselves are failing, and to a point to where states are actually not able to meet federal law, specifically with having voting machines for disabled voters and so forth, and they're having to ignore federal and state laws in order to be able to do something in the primary. This happened in Indiana, West Virginia, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Arkansas, recently California. It's a mess.
It's pretty well documented, the horror show that's going on in Ohio, though, with J. Kenneth Blackwell. And an earlier caller brought up, and I think you would know about this, an earlier caller brought up about, is there any lawsuits going on in Ohio? I believe there are, aren't there, against J. Kenneth Blackwell and against against his voter suppression techniques?
Yes, there are. I believe that ACLU is involved in at least one. I believe that they are also, I think that Ohio is where People for the American Way are involved in a lawsuit there. So, yeah, there are lawsuits specifically for that. There's also, in my state, home state of Washington, there is a lawsuit brought by the ACLU and some civil rights groups like Asian and Pacific Islanders and I think La Raza against the voter database that is going to be used in Washington State, that was supposed to be one of the gold standard for voter databases, and it turns out that it stands a good chance of disenfranchising tens of thousands of voters, and so there's now a lawsuit in Washington State.
12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're visiting with John Gideon. He's Executive Director and Information Manager of Voters Unite. What about the handling of absentee ballots in this country? That seems to be a very big concern, too, that there are absentee ballots that do not get counted. How's that going, the handling of absentee ballots?
Well, some states seem to think that it's all right just either not to count them or whatever. I think that happened in Ohio recently, where they just decided they weren't going to count the absentee ballots, and I don't know how they can get away with that.
It's, yeah, isn't that against the law?
Yeah, it should be, yes, and I'm sure it is, yes. But, you know, I've got newspaper articles where 82 people in Arkansas walked into the polls wanting to vote and were turned away because they had run out of paper ballots. They didn't offer them any other way to vote, a pencil and a line sheet of paper or something like that. They just said, no, I'm sorry, you can't vote, and they turned them away. That is illegal, and nobody has said anything about it.
There's no lawsuit or anything involved in that?
Nope. No, there isn't.
Boy, if somebody turned me away at the polls, the first thing I'd do is go looking for an ACLU lawyer.
Any attorney, and there's a lot out there that are now getting involved. There's lawsuits right now in New Mexico, Arizona, California, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Bobby Kennedy Jr. now has already announced that they're going to have a lawsuit coming up in the next couple of weeks, at least one. I've been working with their attorneys, giving them information.
What's that lawsuit going to be about, and who's that going to be aimed at?
Well, I think that it is a whistleblower lawsuit. I don't know a whole lot about it. They're, as attorneys do, they keep things close and don't put out a whole lot of information. So I believe that it's a whistleblower lawsuit. Beyond that, I don't really know much more about it, just that it will be announced within the next 2 weeks.
Is it aimed at the state of Ohio?
No.
No, it's not.
I know that. No.
So across the United States, as we get ready for the midterm elections here in November, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you say voting integrity is right now?
Wow. It's pretty damn low. If 10 is the gold standard, we're down at 3 or 4 at the best, I think.
3 or 4?
It's really bad. I mean, it's shocking how bad things are out there right now. And there's people, really bad people behind all of this that are lurking in the background that are raking in tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars on advisory fees and everything else that they're misrepresenting themselves and everything. We're going to have something posted about that. I'm working on an article on that right now that'll be on VoteTrustUSA.org with hopefully sometime this week, talking about some of the people behind the scenes. It just isn't really good. I don't have a lot of faith in where we're at right now. What
can we as individual voters do to change the situation?
Well, we need to be screaming for transparency. The whole system needs to be transparent. One county, Humboldt County in California, asked, their plan was that they were going to take they use optical scan machines. Every ballot that was cast, they were going to scan and put them online. And that way, if somebody wanted to go and count the races or whatever, they could do that. Well, the state stepped in and told the county that they couldn't do it. It was against the law. They weren't allowed to go back in and retrieve the ballots. Once they've been counted, they weren't able to get back to them. So they are fighting that right now. But I think that's a great idea, transparency. We need to make things transparent. People need to be able to see what's going on, but people also need to care enough to go get educated, find out what's going on, find out the whole system, go visit their county elections officials. Most of them are very friendly, very open to people coming in and visiting, and sit down with them and talk to them. You're going to learn something, and it's going to make them know that you care enough to come in. Don't go in there and start throwing a bunch of accusations around or anything else. That's not going to get you anywhere. But go in and just visit, ask questions, find out what they do, how they do things and everything. most of them are very open to information like that. It's the laws that keep us from being transparent.
How about the idea of the, and we've had this in third world countries, now I can't believe we're discussing this in the United States of America. What about the idea of election judges or poll watchers?
Yeah, it's certainly, in some states allow that.
You know, I mean, have somebody come from the outside, from other countries.
You know, that happened in 2004. A lot of good it did us. You know, we had the international group come in, Global Watch, I think it is. They came in, and there was another group that came in that brought in poll watchers from outside. You know, unfortunately, I think that to some extent we are, in our elections now, we are third world. So, you know, it certainly isn't going to hurt anything at all to have people in looking.
All right. If people want more information about your site and about your writings, where do they go?
VotersUnite.org, VoteTrustUSA.org, and then I'm a guest blogger, Constant Plus guest blogger on BradBlog.com, and that's it. By the way, in California, for the congressional district 50 fight, the Busbee-Bill Bray fight, there is going to be a town hall meeting in Los Angeles next Wednesday, I believe it is, and then on next Thursday there will be a town hall meeting, press conference, and everything in down in San Diego. Look at keep an eye on BradBlog.com for all the information on that. And Brad's going to be speaking, as well as the candidate from the 49th congressional district, who has also gotten into this now and is claiming no confidence in that election.
Was that election stolen?
There. Nobody is saying that, nor can anybody really say that at this time. But there is every piece of evidence that shows that the law was not followed, and that the machines should not have been considered to be certified, federally certified, or state certified because of the actions of the county.
All right. John Gideon, thank you so much, Executive Director and Information Manager of Voters Unite. And we appreciate you being on the program. And if you want to check out more about John, go to votersunite.org. John, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about voter integrity here. 303-713-7600. If you want to discuss the subject, I'll take your calls coming up here at 821 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Diversity on that approach to the DTC. The same goes for southbound I-225, making your way between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange. Also, as you travel across I-70, your slowing is pretty much isolated now to the westbound lanes between 225 and I-270. And, of course, the Boulder Turnpike heading eastbound is jamming between Federal and 25. Today's forecast calls for highs in the upper 90s. Currently, we're at 70 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Refinancing, remodeling, relocating? KeyBank has borrowing options and advice you'll feel right at home with. Learn about key mortgages, home equity loans, and lines of credit at key.com. Subject to credit approval, KeyBank. Achieve anything.
The dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler reminds you that during her lifetime, one out of every seven women in the United States is at risk of developing breast cancer. For information about early detection and treatment options, consult your health professional or visit nbcam.org. This is from the dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler on Arapahoe Road in Centennial. For appointments, call 798-2305. making a difference for breast cancer awareness.
Top three reasons I'm going to need a professional installer. Number three, frankly, I'm all thumbs. Number two, they bring it, they put it in, it's done. And number one, you ever try to put in a garage door by yourself?
The Home Depot can get it installed, guaranteed, from top to bottom, inside and out. Like that new garage door you've been wanting. Call 1-800-79-DEPOT. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. License numbers available at your local store or homedepot.com.
8:23 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. The mortgage store, I've talked about them a lot. Look, you know what? If you own a home and you're looking to refinance or consolidate debt, there are a gazillion places out there you can go to, but there's only one place like the mortgage store. Interest rates are still at a record low. The mortgage store has helped thousands of homeowners eliminate high-interest credit card bills and consolidate debt into one low monthly payment. Call today for a free credit analysis. It won't cost you a dime, and you can get approval over the phone right now, today, no waiting. There's no application fee. There's no out-of-pocket closing costs, and your interest may be tax-deductible. That interest on your credit cards is not tax-deductible. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store is the place to go. If you have less than perfect credit, you have a prior bankruptcy, stated income program, self-employment, interest-only options, or no low-payment option, hey, the mortgage store is there to help you. And the mortgage store is a banker, not just a broker, so they can underwrite and approve their own loans on-site, and they can close your loan as little as 5 days. They can be faster and more flexible than anyone else, and only the mortgage store guarantees the best pricing on your home loan. So, you know what? Start saving hundreds of dollars today. Call the mortgage store at 303-423-7171. One phone call can get you started on saving money today at 303-423-7171. We've all owed money. We've all been behind the eight ball. We've all had the credit card problems. You know what? You can dig your way out now with the mortgage store. They can give you a big helping hand out. Just give them a call at 303-423-7171. I'm supposed to tell you that to tell them that Jay Marvin sent you, but just give them a call, because you know something? They're the mortgage professionals, and they'll work with you every step of the way. 303-423-7171.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
Throw your suit in a bag, lace up your shoes, and get to work the progressive way. By pedaling. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Denver Regional Council of Governments Wednesday, June 28th for Bike to Work Day 2006. Join us between 6 and 10 a.m. at East Park, located on the north side of Interlochen Boulevard. Help AM 760 in an effort to educate commuters about the benefits of using two wheels to get to work. For more information, log on to am760.net. It's Bike to Work Day 2006 with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, 26 minutes after 8, high today in the upper 90s. We'll get a temperature reality check here in a few minutes with the one and only Amelia Earhart. Right now we're talking about voting at 303-713-7600. Here's Scott in Winter Park. He's got a pretty good point. Scott, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning. I think you caught me too early. I might be in a dead zone by myself here. Sorry about that.
Uh-oh.
But if I do, I will call back. I only got about 40 more seconds in it. But I'm from electorally insignificant North Dakota. It's we are never wanted up there. I mean, nobody ever wants to come up there for us. But what I wanted to say was we're the only state that has zero voter registration. You just show up with your driver's license and vote.
You know, I don't think that that's a bad plan. I don't think it's a bad plan at all.
Yeah, it works very nice, actually. And one other law that we have, when I ran for the House of Representatives up there in North Dakota for the state legislature, we actually, on election day, all signs must be down. rather than please go vote today. I just thought I would throw that point out because I think that's a great idea because I'm tired of seeing vote for Bob or Mary Smith on Election Day or 3 months afterwards. I like them down midnight that Monday, actually.
Well, I'm not so concerned about that, but I'm concerned with the idea that everybody get a chance to vote and that every vote be counted.
Exactly, and I'm a huge fan of that. And when the Republicans say, oh, you're just whining about the 2000 election, okay, what if it was your guy or gal that that happened to? What if when you wanted to vote for your person, it wasn't counted? And that's what I say. I like to turn it around and say, what if it was your person? And personally, I just think it's a good idea to make sure we need voter integrity, or like you, or like was just discussed, people aren't going to vote because it's not going to count anyway.
Well,
but I say we get zero voter registration and just say you show up with your driver's license or some type of voter identification card. Merry Christmas. There you go. You can go and vote now.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a bad idea to me as long as people who don't have driver's licenses, as long as we can figure out a way for them to vote.
Yep, exactly. I totally agree. So, well, you guys keep up the great work up down there, and we're going to enjoy the nice cool weather up here in Winter Park today.
All right, Scott, take care.
Have a great day.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Here, let's go to Jeff in Wheat Ridge. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Jeff.
The question that I've always, I guess that I was hoping to get to you earlier that you could have asked your guest on before was, what is the, the standard we should be shooting for? I know, 10 would be, pure transparency and stuff, but it just seems like there's such a hodgepodge of systems out there, and no one seems to be proposing, okay, this should be the standard so the votes are all counted, and, it's absolutely the integrity is unquestioned. So, that would be, I guess a question for your guests in the future if you have them on, but if that's what, I've been striving for, I've been arguing with my relatives and stuff who are staunch Republicans that, okay, if the elections were, even mildly questionable, you shouldn't have that. Our elections.
No, everybody's. There's two sides to this, though. There's not two sides. There's two things going on here. There's one, the machine problem, and there's the other problem of the GOP engaging in voter suppression moves, particularly against minority communities. And, you should get that last month's Rolling Stone magazine with the Red Hot Chili Peppers on the front.
I've gone through it. I've read it.
Give it to your conservative in-laws or conservative relatives and let them read it.
Well, it's kind of funny. They're hedging against, the elected officials that they are in there right now. They're kind of like, I don't think they admire or respect these individuals at all anymore. But, the Republicans, and, it's kind of funny is that if we sit down and we talk from beginning to end and we say, okay, we both believe in fiscal conservancy. What are we giving, what are we getting for the dollar? We both believe in, social helping each other out. We're much closer on our beliefs than I think that they ever would have believed. But when it comes right down to it, and they're like, and they think that they're going to get that bang for their buck, or, so to speak, the bang for their vote, they think it's going to come from the Republican Party. And I'm like, the proof is right there that you're not getting it.
The proof is that you never did get it, and the economy's always done better under a Democratic president, and so is the stock market. And ask them to compare the performance of Clinton economically to the performance of Bush.
Oh, I agree. That's no doubt about that. The other quick question I have besides, what should be the standard that every county is going for is that I've heard a couple times, but it always seems to be kind of brushed to the side, is that these counties do violate federal law, but there's no recourse against them. And obviously, I guess the answer is that since the Republicans control everything on the federal level, they're not going to go and challenge anything on a local
hopefully,
level.
Hopefully we'll change that come November. Hopefully we'll get control of things.
I understand, but what is the penalty if you violate federal election laws?
Usually it's a fine, and it can be jail time.
Okay, but is it the individual, it's the county assessor?
It's the individuals involved in violating the law.
Okay. I never knew that, and I was just wondering what that was, so I was just curious.
All right, Jeff, take care, my friend.
Thanks.
All right, we'll see you later. One line open at 303-713-7600, 833, 33 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Amelia Earhart, what do you have as a temperature?
Current temperature?
No, I mean, how high is it going to get today?
Well, some are saying 97 and some are saying 92.
So I've just been saying in the upper 90s, but I thought it was originally going to be 91.
Well, I've been saying upper 90s as well.
So what do we settle here on?
Let's say 95.
95?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be in the building all day, so I won't have any idea how hot it'll get outside.
Well, it's going to be hot either way, so don't go out there.
Because, you know, we're doing the two shows today, which means that, wait a minute, we get to leave for about 35 minutes, 40 minutes to get some kind of a lunch.
Yeah.
So we'll get a little bit of the heat out there.
Are you looking forward to it, though? Not the lunch, but the show.
Oh, of course. I'm looking forward to every show.
All right.
By the way, do you think this is a sign of global warming?
I don't know. I don't know much about global warming.
Go see the movie Inconvenient Truth.
Okay.
You need to see that this weekend.
I'll go.
It's showing at the Mayan.
Okay.
I would take you there personally myself, but I'm tied up this weekend.
Thanks for the offer.
I would be your father and take you, since you're young enough to be my daughter.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
Just call me Pops.
I don't want to call you Pops. That's just weird.
Okay, what do you want to call me, old man?
I'm going to call you J. Marvin.
All right, well, because you're only...
I'm blushing.
Because you're only like 23, I think.
Yeah.
I'm like 53. You're old enough to be my kid. Do you know that?
I do know that, yeah.
I know. You and I should have a father-daughter lecture discussion one of these days.
Well, just so you do know, my dad is younger than you.
I know. I'm probably old enough to be his father, too.
No.
It's 8:34. Let's get a look at progressive traffic from Amelia Earhart.
All right. Thanks, Jay. A couple of trouble spots left over in the drive. Got a rollover crash across northbound 25 in Longmont. That's at Highway 119. The right-hand lane of the highway is tied up, as well as the right shoulder. And only that left lane is getting by, so you will find delays traveling between Denver and Fort Collins. Southbounders actually doing much better coming out of the North Glen. Heading in from the north end of traffic in Thornton and North Glen. You've got a pretty clear shot as you make your way down towards I-76, but you will find some slowing from here heading down towards Spear and again between 6th Avenue and Alameda. Drivers across I-225 are still jamming up northbound between Iliff and Mississippi, and southbounders are also tied up right between the Dayton Street Bridge and I-25, as well as just north of here between Colfax and Mississippi. Today's forecast, we're going to see highs in the mid-90s, maybe 95.
The only energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Call today and get $19.96 prices. The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th anniversary world tour. Brett Michaels, Bobby Dahl, CC DeVille, Ricky Wise. Joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys and Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Everything you need to know to sell iPod accessories online. That's right, you can get a piece of the iPod action. And here's the best part. You don't have to buy or even store these accessories. You just collect your money. And when it comes to iPod accessories, there's a lot of money to be collected. If you think the iPod is just a fad, don't call. But if you know a good thing when you see it, pick up the phone and get your free software that will plug you into the world of iPod accessories. For your free software, call ISI at 1-800-900-8819. The number that will change your life forever is 1-800-900-8819. You've got to call for your free software. 1-800-900-8819.
AM 760 and McStain Homes want you to win a chef-prepared and served dinner party. A chef will shop, prepare, and serve a three-course meal for you and five friends. Log on to am760.net now. This unique gift idea is brought to you by SignatureDays.com and McStain Homes.
The 2006 Colorado Buffaloes football season is right around the corner, so make sure to pick up your season tickets now. First-year head coach Dan Hawkins looks to lead the Buffaloes to their fifth Big 12 North title in 6 years. The Buffs will play six games at Folsom Field against the likes of Arizona State, Texas Tech, and Kansas State, along with the annual showdown against CSU at Invesco Field. Season tickets include all seven games. Purchase them by calling 303-49-BUFFS or visit cubuffs.com. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
And this just in. The jury finds former Bush administration official David Safavian, you might remember he was in charge of procurement, guilty. And he's got links to Jack Abramoff. And that story just in. And speaking of the music in the background here at 8:39... 39 minutes past the hour. Big Head Todd will be back tomorrow morning on the program to co-host. And we say hello to Todd and Janelle out there listening, hopefully. And hope they're enjoying their day. And we'll have him in the hot seat tomorrow here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ooh, I just talked right up to the post. I'm so good I could get a job at KBCO, couldn't I? Give me a job at KBCO. This man is great. He can get a job at Sassy 105, whatever that hell that station is, or Martini, whatever. What, Martini on the Rockies. Has anybody ever heard that thing? What the hell is that thing, Martini on the Rockies?
They need a more complicated radio name.
Yeah, Martini on the Rockies. Rockies on the Martinis, okay. Anyway, it's 8:40, 20 minutes away from 9. We're talking about voting. Let's go to the phones. Here's Chris in Indianapolis, who is streaming us. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Remember back in the day when people used to hang out at the bars and try and get you from the bar to the voting polls and do all that shadiness stuff? And, and all those dead people voted, and, I mean, it's just crazy, how, you know. But it's been like that throughout history. I don't think it's just really new news, you know.
No, it's worse now, though, than it's ever been. I mean, the days of vote, you know, once, vote often, because you lived in the city of Chicago and in Cook County, is nothing compared to the voter suppression techniques that the GOP uses nationwide and the things and the stunts that they've been able to pull off. Look at the story here with this New Hampshire phone jamming situation where the phone lines, the phone calls are run directly into the White House where they, you know, hire a robocalling firm to sit there and jam a group's get out the vote efforts, jam their phones so they can't make any calls.
So, who are you talking to?
So you think that it's some kind of Republican conspiracy?
Hey, who are you talking to?
That it's fine. So you think that this is some kind of Republican conspiracy to, what, create votes for Democrats?
I think it's definitely a Republican conspiracy, and if you don't think that it is, there's plenty of books to read the document. Read the Rolling Stone article.
Rolling Stone? That's terrible that you even would bring up Rolling Stone magazine.
What's wrong with Rolling Stone?
It's a joke.
Are you talking
that's
to Kate Chris again? Who is it?
With a bunch of
who's
stoner.
On the phone?
Wait a minute.
Who's on the phone?
Who is that?
Sir, could you be quiet a second?
Yeah.
Kid Chris?
Could you be quiet a second, sir?
Shut your mouth. It's my phone.
A happy Republican
I'm
household.
Sorry.
This is my phone, punk.
Dad, get off the phone.
Oh.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, I'm a punk?
Dad.
You talking to that man again?
Stop.
He's... Son of a... Who is this?
Son of a who? This is Jay Marvin.
Is this Kid Chris again? You talking to that son of a bitch again?
No, Dad, it's not.
No, it's Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin?
Yeah.
Is it Democrat, Dad? Is it Democrat?
That faggot on the radio?
Now I'm a faggot on the radio.
Dad.
You must be a Republican, sir.
Absolutely. I'm proud of it.
Yeah. And is that how you engage in debates with people, by calling them names?
I'm a master debater.
You're a master debater? I'll bet you're a master some, but it isn't a debater. See you later. Was that like a call out of the Twilight Zone? You know, we've been getting these calls lately, these weird calls from people like that. Is that a typical Republican GOP thing, though? Oh, you must be that faggot. You're right, sir. I'm gay. You're right. I'm proud of it. Where do you go? Where do you go from that after a call like that? Do we have that on tape? We need to save that. What the hell was that all about? Oh, Lord.
Can I tell you what I think that was about?
Yeah, tell me what you think it was about.
What I think that was it was Chris, and she was calling from home, and her dad picked up the phone.
Yeah?
Didn't know who he was, you know, I don't know how this Chris was, but it sounded like her dad was upset with whoever she was talking to. Are you talking to that Democrat again? That was the most bizarre phone call I've ever had in the 6-7 years I've been in radio.
That was a weird one, wasn't it?
Totally weird.
It's my phone, you punk. Well, wait a minute. You called me. I didn't call you. What the hell? A Rolling Stone. That's such a terrible magazine. Actually, I find the record reviews in it to be quite good. I wouldn't have known that there was that three-disc Graham Parsons thing coming out if I hadn't read it in Rolling Stone. 8:43, 17 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. But you know what? It's the same thing with these people. If you show these people, if you say to them, read Mark Crispin Miller's book, read the Rolling Stone article, read this, read that, they'll always say the same thing. They'll always find somebody to go, well, wait a minute, that just can't possibly be true. That just can't possibly be true. These things just can't possibly be going on. You know what? If you're still listening out there in Philadelphia or Indianapolis or wherever the hell you called from, you know, go look and see what's going on in Ohio with J. Kenneth Blackwell, and look what went on there with the voting. Go look it up yourself. Do a Google search if you're capable of operating your computer. And for God's sakes, don't let your father's knuckles drag the ground too far. It's 8:44, 60 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
This drive is very slow to thin out. In fact, we've still got jam-packed streets across eastbound 270 between 76 and Vasquez. Also across northbound I-225 between Iliff and Mississippi. Now, if you're using I-25 this morning to get from Denver to Fort Collins, still got a rollover crash blocking up that right lane and the right shoulder right at the Longmont exit. That's Highway 119. Again, that rollover is just about to get cleared out of the way, but until then, you will find big-time jamming making your way out of town. Across C-470, eastbounders are jamming between Lucena and University. Westbound also remains thick between 225 and I-270, making your way along I-70. Today's forecast, we're going to see highs in the upper 90s, and currently we're at 76 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Don't miss the 16th and Stout Quest store grand opening from June 19th to July 2nd. And be sure to catch Jake Plummer when he makes a special appearance on June 27th from noon to 2. It's the Quest store grand opening from June 19th to July 2nd at 16th and Stout downtown.
Go into the chapel and rip. Gonna get married.
Weddings are for everyone this weekend. This Sunday from 10 to 5, visit the AM 760 booth at Pride Fest. Smile for the camera and get your free same-sex wedding picture. Find all the details on am760.net. It's Pride, not Prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
XL Roofing, we're on top of it.
303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call XL Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Do you have
have air ducts in your home or office, think about what's in there for a moment. Do you know what's hanging out in there? Did you know that the EPA has a whole website dedicated to indoor pollutants? One thing you can do to help improve your indoor air quality is to get your air ducts cleaned with Mr. Vac. Call Mr. Vac and we'll send our highly trained air duct professionals to your home or office and get things cleaned out fast. Our vacuum trucks are powerful and efficient. In no time, we'll clean deep down where you can't see. We'll suck out all the dirt and dust and those nasty dust bunnies that can be a source of irritation and allergies. Go to nodustbunnies.net to find out why size matters. Call us now and get $50 off, 303-534-4900. Mr. Vac is certified by the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, and we follow all EPA guidelines. Do you have air ducts? Get them clean now with Mr. Vac and save $50. Call now, 303-534-4900, 303-534-4900, 303-534-4900.
Gas prices got you down? On Wednesday, June 28th, you can dust off your tire pump and bypass the gas pump. It's Bike to Work Day. Join thousands of commuters who are riding instead of driving on Bike to Work Day. Enjoy fitness, fresh air, and freedom from your normal frustrating commute. Plus free food and giveaways at more than 100 metro area breakfast stations. And the chance to win fantastic prizes. Gear up for Bike to Work Day on Wednesday, June 28th. To register yourself or your company for this fun, free event, call the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, 9 News, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Once I ran to you.
Hello, friend.
Now I run from you. This tangled love you've given. I give you all of my
commitment. Are we back? Are we on? Hey, 50. 10 minutes away from 9. It's just going to be hot today, high in the upper 90s. I can't get over that call. What was that about? You know what that was? That was some kid calling here, I guess, or some teenager calling, streaming the station, AM 760, Progressive Talk, on a computer, and then Pops picks up, like, the phone line. Who's this?
We got to replay it after the Waldman interview.
Oh, God, you want to play it after the Waldman
we
interview?
We have to. I've had a few phone calls saying that that is like a Hollywood movie, so I think we got to do it again.
You what do you call me? You Democratic, you liberal faggot? I should have said to him, well, you know, you do have a very sexy voice. What? Oh, we got to straighten up. Go get the call. Go get it while I'm talking. Go get it. We'll see if we can maybe get it up here before 9, but I don't know if we can get it up again before 9. We might have to do it after Paul Waldman at 9 o'clock. Here's Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi.
I want to congratulate you. I thought you handled that very well.
You think it was okay?
Yes. There's a number of young men who have been rejected by the girl's father in his lifetime, and I thought you were right up there at the top of the list. I thought you did that really well.
I guess I'm never going to get a date with her, am I?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think this relationship is going anywhere.
What? Were you shocked by that second voice, like what that was?
Yeah, it was talking to this gentleman earlier. You see this type of stuff in Hollywood movies. It was bizarre. I mean, I have a 15-year-old son. I watched Scary Movie 3, and I'm thinking, this is right out of that movie, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like weird.
Yep.
It's like John Turk and I are looking at each other, and we're trying to figure out, is there another line open here somewhere? Do we have two callers on the air? And you look down at the board, and there's only one caller. Where's the other guy's voice coming from?
Well, I called up, I think, last week. I was I'm a disgruntled Republican. And I was
right, right.
About, yeah, and the this is another one of my pet peeves. There's room for people like this in the Republican Party right now. They seemingly invite them in. And on occasion, going to some of the gatherings, this is just bizarre. You hear this kind of crap, and you're looking at it going, okay, I'm on this planet. Which one are you on?
So, well, the thing is, there's credible evidence that these voter suppression techniques have gone on, that they have happened, that the Kennedy the Kennedy article is very, very well written and very heavily researched and laid out, and is going to result in a lawsuit. And Rolling Stone is not, I mean, her reaction to that, ooh, Rolling Stone. I mean, Rolling Stone, yeah, it does lean to the majority, to the left in its political articles, but it's basically a mainstream music magazine in which people who buy it to find out, you know, what the Red Hot Chili Peppers are up to or what John, you know, Mellencamp's doing these days. And for me, I basically read the music reviews, you know, to find out what CDs to buy. And it was like she just rejected it totally and completely out of hand without ever having read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a technology professional. I watched the last presidential campaign go by with both parties heavily utilizing some of the newer technologies. And they didn't map over each other very well. The Republicans used the technologies for completely different reasons than the Democrats did, seemingly. So I'm not a fan of this kind of stuff. And again, there's people within the party that think you're supposed to win at all costs. Conversely, there's the old line players that are looking at it going, no, you got to play the game the way it's supposed to be played. You got to play by the rules. So
yeah,
I don't like this.
Yeah, that's kind of what Secretary of State Ken Gordon was saying, that there are those who believe that they're on a messianic mission and that the way to win is by any means possible, and they'll do anything that they have to do.
They're worshiping a completely different god than the rest of us.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. They keep getting used by the White House.
Yes.
And, well, they can't figure that out. I don't like it. Can you figure out why it is they can't figure that out?
The people telling them that they're doing it wrong haven't been loud enough and clear enough and haven't put the consequences on the table and held them accountable. I don't see a lot of discipline within the Republican Party right now, so very frustrated with that. And I apologize. I do have to go, and for whatever it's worth, my wife thinks you have a dead sexy voice. So,
I hope her father's not like the guy I talked to on the telephone.
No. Anyway, I think you did a good job today.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it. Thanks. See you later.
Bye.
We've gotten some weird calls in this station before, but that's one of the weirdest ones. All right. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, big fella.
Hey.
That was a talk radio classic.
I don't know. That was a weird call.
It reminds me of Desi Cortez used to do overnights on KOA. He was talking to this woman from Los Angeles, and all of a sudden an earthquake hit where she was, and she starts screaming, "Oh, Desi, it's a big one!" And I always thought he should have used that in his intro, you know?
Yeah, I've had some weird calls before. I've had some definitely strange ones. When I used to work nights 10 at night to 2 in the morning at WLS in Chicago, I'd get some weird, because it was a big 50,000-watt station with these cover 38 states, Canada, and the Caribbean. I'd get some weird calls, but I've never had anybody do that. I've never had anybody, like, pick the phone up like that on their
kids. You got to use that in your intro.
Yeah, on their kids' conversation, and then start, like, are you talking to that punk again?
you got to use that in your intro. Clips of that.
Well, what does that show? Does that show that Republicans, does that show that the GOP people like that can't control their kids?
Yeah, and they can't control their mouths either. One way to stop this voter suppression is by getting rid of the Electoral College so that somebody just can't control a state and control the outcome. I did a little math on the Electoral College one time. You could get a bare plurality of the vote, which in a three-way race could be down in the 30s,
right?
In 12 states, and get to 270, and not get a single vote in the other 38 states, and you'd still be president. You could lose the popular vote by tens of millions of votes.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, and I think that the idea that the Electoral College was supposed to put the brakes on the public populace's emotional persuasion of who should be the next leader of the United States. I think we've gone way past that point now,
yeah,
and the Electoral College has outlived its usefulness.
I don't think the founders ever envisioned the fact where you have such disparity in populations that a state like California with 54 could cancel out 16 other states.
No, I don't think so either.
And it's just outlived. It's way obsolete. It's dangerous in that if you had a president with that little popular support but won in the Electoral College, can you imagine how
weak a hand we would have in negotiations with enemies or foreign government.
You know what? I agree 100%. Hey, Bill, thank you, man. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right. Coming up next, Paul Waldman. We'll take our weekly review of MediaMatters.org, and then we'll go to open phones, and we'll try to replay that phone call again from Mars, that one that came from Indianapolis, supposedly. We'll see if we can get that on for you here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
At Thundermount, join us at our weekly bike nights this Thursday, where your first beer is on us. And we'll be serving free food
while supplies last.
Enjoy a cold beer and live music in the brand new Thunder Park Amphitheater. But this Thursday, be a part of the first ever Miss Thunder in the Rockies. First place winner gets a trip for two to Las Vegas, $150 cash, and a feature in Quick Throttle Magazine. The top two contestants advance to the finals, where the grand prize winner takes home $1,000 and gets a feature in Playboy Magazine. Register at thunderintherockies.com. I-25 at Crossroads Boulevard, next to Thundermount. Mountain Harley-Davidson.
Thing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a Spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Big Hazy and Thornton Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young, confirming the worst. Two U.S. soldiers who went missing last Friday. Privates Thomas Tucker and Christian Menchaca have been found dead south of Baghdad. CBS News correspondent Lee Cowan is in the Capitol.
Their bodies were found late last night. The U.S. military identified them just a short time ago and have notified their families back in the States.
An Iraqi military official says the men had been tortured. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has claimed responsibility. In Tucker's hometown of Madras, Oregon, friend Rick Strader says the impact is stunning.
It's horrible. You know, I mean, they're over there doing a job and, you know, something like this happens and it really hits home. It hits this town really hard.
But President Bush is on his way to the U.S.-European summit in Vienna, but he's also being briefed on North Korea's plans to test fire a missile capable of reaching the U.S. Pentagon says it's moving ships closer to the Korean Peninsula to monitor what happens. On Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says the U.S. must not be bullied into direct talks with Pyongyang.
We need to continue to put that international pressure on North Korea to withdraw, to stop, to not test, to not engage in this provocative move.
Another day of rain in the forecast for Houston, where more than 10 inches fell in some sections yesterday. Reporter Tracy Evans of CBS affiliate KHOU has more.
Hundreds of homes flooded and several hundred cars. About 125 flights had to be canceled yesterday, and they're concerned that that may happen again today, as, yes, another band is starting to move through.
A flood watch remains in effect for about a dozen southeast Texas counties. Amid a resurgence in deadly street crime, Louisiana is responding to an appeal from New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin. Reporter Dave Cohen of CBS affiliate WWL has details from the Big Easy.
Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco says the help starts arriving today.
Both state police and some members of the Guard.
Blanco says up to 60 troopers and 100 soldiers will be hitting the streets of New Orleans.
We are going to send the first wave in, and then we'll be rotating several hundred in and out.
Blanco says she expedited a recent request for this assistance that was not to arrive till after July 1st because of the murders of five teenagers over the weekend in New Orleans. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
After 44 years, Dan Rather's ending his career as a correspondent for CBS News. Rather's complained that he was shunted aside after he left the anchor chair of the CBS Evening News. Through more than four decades, Rather covered countless major events, often putting himself in the middle of the action.
The hurricane has been hitting full force right in here to Panama City Beach, and the area to the east and to the west. It's been hitting full force for long, long minutes now. And you can feel the wind picking up, still picking up as it comes.
Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 26 points, the NASDAQ off a fraction. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 877-31-VEGAS. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-31-VEGAS for all the exciting details. That's 877-31-VEGAS. Call now.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Residents of several hundred homes in southern Colorado have been ordered to leave ahead of a massive wildfire. The Malavego fire north of La Vida Pass grew tenfold in 24 hours. It's over 4,400 acres now. Five homes currently in the fire's path. 270 homes have been evacuated in the 20-mile radius there. Fire spokesman Steve Sagan says flames can be seen some 200 feet in the air.
The fire behavior is extreme even right now. Quite a large plume. The fire is moving to the north. Northeast.
The fire has been so intense, firefighters and aircraft have been ordered away for their own safety. That blaze began Sunday from lightning. There is no containment. A five-minute nap versus a cup of coffee. Sleep researchers will present the findings of a new study today that it compares the benefit of drinking caffeine versus taking naps. They'll announce that there's nothing better for completing a complicated task than taking a quick nap, anywhere from 5 to 90 minutes of shut-eye. Though, researcher Sarah Mednick says caffeine can be just as helpful as a nap when you have a simple task that you need to get done quickly, like taking a short drive.
I think the nap route is the way to go if you're doing something that actually requires accuracy and actually requires some complex thoughts.
That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. This morning's volume is pretty much thinning out, though we do have a couple of accidents finally getting cleared from the roadway. First, taking a look at E-470 right at Gar Trail. We have an accident locking up lanes of traffic right now. Luckily, the volume's pretty light, so this should only cause some minor delays in your commute across the toll road. Outside of that, northbound I-25 still suffering in Longmont right at Highway 119 due to a rollover accident blocking up the right-hand lane of the highway as well as that right-hand shoulder. So in Weld County, do expect delays both north and southbound. Southbounders, though, as you make your way out of Thornton and North Glen, are in great shape making your way towards downtown Denver. Today's forecast, we'll see highs up in the mid-90s, probably about 95 degrees. And you do have a chance for showers later on.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
On IMUS, Snow, Tony Snow, misleadingly claimed that Bush never linked Sodom to 9/11. Now, this has got to be some kind of a joke.
Yeah, well, you know, Tony Snow has actually gotten a lot of praise with his performance as the new White House press secretary. But he went on Don Imus the other day and said in response to a question that George W. Bush has never said there was any kind of a link between Saddam Hussein and 9/11. And, of course, anyone who's been paying attention for the past few years knows that that's completely false. He said in 100 different ways that there was a link. I mean, sometimes what they would do is sort of put the two ideas in the same sentence without actually saying Saddam participated. But there are also occasions when Bush said things like you can't distinguish between Saddam and al-Qaeda. And Dick Cheney, of course, on a number of occasions in the lead-up to the war, charged that Mohammed Atta, the lead hijacker, had a meeting in Prague with Iraqi intelligence officials, when in fact everyone, the FBI, the CIA, all says that was false, that Atta was in the United States during the time that it was supposed to have taken place. And this was kind of the core of their argument. They wanted people to believe that we could exact revenge for 9/11 on Saddam Hussein. As terrible a guy as he was, he had nothing to do with that. And yet they're still on one hand saying that they're you know, trying to imply that there was a link, and on the other hand saying that they've never said any such thing.
Well, they're still doing it today. They're still doing it to this day. I mean, Bush is still doing it. He did it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the idea that since everything else that they, all the other reasons they gave us for why we should go into Iraq have fallen apart, you know, they'll still tell us that this is where we have to fight terrorism. You know, that if we want revenge for 9/11, that going to Iraq was a good idea to get that.
So how does Tony Snow get on the media and claim that Bush never linked him up, 9/11 and Iraq?
Well, it basically shows the value of shamelessness. If you are willing to go on and say anything, you can go a long way. You know, there were polls taken around the time of the war that showed that a pretty healthy proportion of the American public believed that Saddam Hussein was participated in 9/11 long after that idea had been disproven, and there are still people who believe that today.
Sometimes I think they win simply by repeating the same talking points over and over and over and over and over again, and it doesn't make any difference how many people come on. And, of course, usually you don't have that many people to come on, but it doesn't matter how many people point out that they're lying, that they're distorting the facts. They keep continuing to do it, and it sticks in people's heads.
Well, I think that's true, and I think they understand that they don't have to convince everybody, but if they do repeat things over and over, as you say, that they're going to convince a certain number of people, and that may be enough to succeed politically.
I mean, last night on the Hardball with Nora O'Donnell sitting in for Chris Matthews was a typical Media Matters for America moment, in which you had Nora O'Donnell doing the hosting. You had Tony Blankley, who we know is a right-wing shill. He is runs the op-ed page for the Washington Times. And then you had this guy, I can't think of his name now, from the New York Daily News. He's on a lot of these talking head shows. He just received some award from Dick Cheney. But you had the situation, I want to say, it's not Thomas Frank, because he's the other writer, but it's somebody like that, where that's the same kind of name. But you have the same classical setup of the conservative pundit and the journalist and nobody from the progressive side to even answer.
Well, yeah, we see that over and over again. We see it on the Sunday shows. We see it on places like Hardball. That exactly as you say, they'll bring on some kind of conservative pundit or even someone who actually works for the Republican Party or something, and supposedly to provide balance, they have a journalist there who's supposed to be objective, and you don't hear any kind of liberal voice. And we see that again and again and again, and it almost never goes the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, how about this one? O'Reilly falsely claimed no evidence U.S. had used electric shock on detainees.
Yeah, well, some people might know that Bill O'Reilly recently did his own fact-finding trip to Guantanamo, and he came back and reported an absolutely clean bill of health. Everything there is going perfectly. Apparently there were some officials at Guantanamo who told him that the prisoners were being well-treated, and that was proof enough for him. And he came back saying that all allegations that there's been any kind of torture of U.S. detainees anywhere are completely false, because he went to Guantanamo and they told him that it was false. Of course, when it comes to this electric shock claim, we know, and the government has admitted, that there have been a number of instances in which detainees have been tortured with electric shocks with the use of stun guns and things like that. But Bill O'Reilly says that, if anyone says that that's true, and I quote, shove it. That was what his response was.
Jeez.
So he went down there. He got the real scoop, and we now know, because of Bill O'Reilly, that nothing untoward is happening in Guantanamo Bay.
All right, it's 9:13, 13 minutes after 9, and Paul Waldman is with us from Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org. This one really bothers me. The Today Show. Matt Lauer, to author Susskind, Ron Susskind, by talking about the Department of Homeland Security's inadequacies, don't you risk emboldening our enemies?
Yeah, well, this is Matt Lauer repeating a talking point that we often hear from defenders of the administration. He has a new book out, Susskind does, called The 1% Doctrine. It's looking into how we've handled the threat of terrorism over the past few years. And he talks about some successes and a lot of failures. And he mentions that the Department of Homeland Security is basically a joke, I think was the phrase that he used. And so that was Matt Lauer's response, is, well, aren't you just emboldening our enemies? And I think that, you know, we hear that kind of thing often from the defenders of the administration, that if you talk about something that went wrong, or something that's inadequate, or something where some American official did something illegal, then you're just helping the terrorists. And, of course, there's really kind of a fundamentally anti-democratic impulse at the heart of that. Because in a democracy, the way that we make sure that our government does the right thing is that we keep an eye on it. And when it doesn't do the right thing, we investigate it,
right.
We talk about it, we have a debate about it. That's what democracy is all about. But I think there are a lot of people on the right whose commitment to democracy only goes so far as things that will actually benefit their side. And once information comes out that's not very helpful, all of a sudden, they don't want to have a democratic debate. They don't want to talk about these things because it's going to help the enemy.
This is not the first time Lauer's done this.
No, you know, and a figure like him, he tries to sort of hew to some kind of middle ground. But what we see again and again with a lot of those mainstream media figures is that they will probably even unconsciously start to echo these kinds of Republican themes and Republican talking points whenever they're questioning someone who has anything that looks like criticism of the administration.
It almost seems as if the NBC Today show, with that and with Ann Coulter, it seems to me that it's swinging to the right.
Well, it may be. I mean, we obviously paid some attention to Ann Coulter and the fact that she was on the Today show and has been on the Today show three times in the last 8 months. And when they were questioned about it, they said that they might bring her on again. And what that shows is that there's really kind of a tolerance for extremism when it comes from the right. You know, there's nobody on the left like Ann Coulter.
No.
She regularly advocates the murder of people she disagrees with, literally. And if you could name me somebody on the left who does that, I'd be very surprised, let alone someone who gets invited on the Today Show again and again and again.
Well, everybody made the big uproar about Professor Churchill, about Ward Churchill's comments about the little Eichmanns, but they have nothing to say about Ann Coulter's extremism.
Exactly, and he's not getting on the Today Show. You know, he was
no.
a nobody. He was a nobody until the right discovered him and decided they were going to make a big cause celeb out of him. But he doesn't get that kind of mainstream media exposure. It's only the places where he's talked about are the right wing outlets, the Fox News and Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, those kind of people, because they like what his story represents. But somebody like Ann Coulter, she gets invited to go on the Today Show and on every you can barely turn on your TV without seeing her. And they give her all the exposure she could ever ask for.
All right, here's a story I think is significantly big, and the mainstream media ignored it, and you caught the mainstream media ignoring it. The media ignored the memo from the U.S. Embassy on the deteriorating situation in Iraq.
Yeah, this is something that the Washington Post found. It was really quite something. There was a cable that was sent from the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. Okay, so that's so approved, we think, by Ambassador Khalilzad, the U.S. ambassador, talking about the situation for Iraqis who are employed by the U.S. Embassy in the Green Zone, and just the deteriorating conditions and how they have to keep secret the fact that they work for the U.S., and how there's kind of a rising tide of fundamentalism that women who, you know, never had to wear, had to be completely covered, now feel that they have to, even though that was never the case in Iraq before, and they are constantly in fear of their lives and in fear of being kidnapped. It was a really kind of bleak assessment of what life was like in Baghdad, particularly for those embassy employees. It was published in the Washington Post. It absolutely runs counter to everything that the administration is saying about how things are improving there all the time. And it was completely ignored by the rest of the media. We were able to find one little reference in an interview on CNN that Wolf Blitzer raised it, but no other news organization seems to have picked up this very revealing scoop that the Washington Post got about this memo. And it just seems like there's no appetite for something that is so contradictory of what the administration is saying.
How long can the administration continue to go on manipulating the press and continuing to lie about the conditions on the ground in Iraq?
Well, you know, I think that as good a job as they do at spinning, there's a limit to how, you know, you can't fool all the people all the time. And what we see now is that the media is really behind the public on this and a lot of other issues. You know, when they talk about the 2006 election, for instance, you see in the media this idea that, oh, you know, the Democrats are in trouble because their position is kind of wacky and way out there. Like, there are Democrats who are calling for a redeployment of forces, and that's never going to go over with the public. Well, actually, the polls show that a majority of Americans want the forces redeployed. They want to pull out. A majority of Americans, a clear majority, think the war was a mistake. And yet, you have the Bush administration acting as though, you know, this is some sort of wacky left-wing idea. And the press goes along and acts that way, too, but there's only so long you can try to pull the wool over people's eyes, and the American public long ago decided that this war was a mistake, even if that's not what the kind of Washington elite tends to think.
All right, one last one. More Dem bashing from Times resident liberal Klein claimed Democratic Party is not known for its warrior ethic.
Yeah, well, this is Joe Klein, who's supposed to be the liberal columnist at Time magazine. And what we see is that every week he seems to have another column that just kind of recycles those Republican themes and Republican talking points. And so he was talking about the war and the upcoming election, and he says that the Democrats have a political option to embrace cut and run and embrace defeat, and that the party's not known for its warrior ethic. So we see that kind of repetition of those sorts of Republican themes. What it really points to is, you know, Joe Klein is kind of a symptom of a larger disease, which is that you can have the most radically right-wing people who get a voice in major news outlets, but when the Time decides it's going to have a liberal columnist, they don't pick a genuine liberal. They pick someone like Joe Klein, who spends most of his time beating up on Democrats. And we see that in a lot of media outlets, that when they want to bring on someone who's ostensibly going to represent the liberal position, it's likely to be someone who's either a centrist or is going to spend their time beating up on their own party. And we never see that, almost never, on the right.
Mm. All right. Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org and find out more about this wonderful organization, which I'm a constant contributor to. And, Paul, it's also pick up Paul's book as well, which is also a great book and will teach you a lot. It's called What Progressives Can Learn from Conservative Success. Being right is not enough. And, Paul, thank you so much, and I'm glad. I hope you feel better.
Thanks a lot, Jay. It's been my pleasure.
All right. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. All right. There's my buddy, Paul Waldman. And make sure you pick up his book. It's really worth reading. All right. We're going to open phones now, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about, from voting integrity to Iraq. We lost two soldiers today. They found out those two soldiers had been murdered and their bodies found mutilated. This insanity that continues to pass for a course in Iraq, this stay the course, which is no plan whatsoever, and this whole BS that the Republicans put towards us about cut and run, when what we're asking for is a change of course, which is not cut and run. If you realize you're making a mistake, you don't sit there and continue to make the same mistake day after day. You sit there and alter your course. That's what a thinking person does. You can talk about that or anything else, and I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. And will we replay the call? We will replay the famous Indianapolis.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. By giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Patented and submitted to industry. InventHelp has inventors information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Do you suffer from ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease? A clinical research study is currently underway to evaluate the effectiveness and safety of an investigational device for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. To qualify, you must be 18 to 75 years old and have moderate to severe ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. For more information, please call 303-940-0909. 303-940-0909.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
26 minutes after 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's good to have you here this morning. All right, do we want to play that call, or do we want to take calls and then play it, or what do we want to do? All right, this is the call from Indianapolis with the happy Republican father and daughter, and we were talking about voter integrity, and we have no idea how this call happened, but here it is. Here's Chris in Indianapolis who is streaming us. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Remember back in the day when people used to hang out at the bars and try and get you from the bar to the voting polls and do all that shadiness stuff? And all those dead people voted, and I mean, it's just crazy, but it's been like that throughout history. I don't think it's just really new news,
No, it's worse now, though, than it's ever been. I mean, the days of vote, once, vote often, because you lived in the city of Chicago and in Cook County, is nothing compared to the voter suppression techniques that the GOP uses nationwide and the things and the stunts that they've been able to pull off. Look at the story here with this New Hampshire phone jamming situation where the phone lines, the phone calls, are run directly into the White House where they're where they're, you know, hire a robocalling firm to sit there and jam a group's get out the vote efforts to jam their phones so they can't make any calls.
So, who are you talking to?
So you think that there's some kind of Republican conspiracy?
Hey, who are you talking to?
That it's fine. So you think that this is some kind of Republican conspiracy to, what, create votes for Democrats?
I think it's definitely a Republican conspiracy, and if you don't think that it is, there's plenty of books to read the document. Read the Rolling Stone article.
Rolling Stone? That's terrible that you even would bring up Rolling Stone magazine.
Rolling Stone?
It's a joke.
Are you talking to Kid Chris again? Who is it?
With a bunch of
who's on
stoners.
The phone?
Wait a minute. What are you
who
saying?
Is that?
Are you
who's
saying,
on the phone?
Who is that?
Sir, could you be quiet a second?
Yeah.
Kid Chris?
Could you be quiet a second? Sir?
Shut your mouth. It's my phone.
A happy Republican household.
Sorry.
This is my phone, punk.
Dad, get off the phone.
Oh.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, I'm a punk?
Dad.
You talking to that man again?
Stop.
Son of a... Who is this?
Son of a who? This is Jay Marvin.
Is this Kid Chris again? You talking to that son of a bitch again?
No, Dad, it's not.
No, it's Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin?
Yeah.
Is it Democrat, Dad? Is it Democrat?
That faggot? That faggot on the radio?
Now I'm a faggot on the radio.
Dad.
You must be a Republican, sir.
Absolutely. I'm proud of it.
Yeah. And is that how you engage in debates with people, by calling them names?
I'm a master debater.
You're a master debater? I'll bet you're a master some, but it isn't a debater. See you later. Was that like a call out of the Twilight Zone? What was that all about? I have no clue. Let's go to Scott on the I-70. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, I'm not from Colorado. I'm just moving down I-70 here, and I picked up your station.
Where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
Where in Texas?
Dallas.
Oh, man, Texas is a great state.
It certainly is, and I'm kind of appalled about your show. I've never heard it before. Obviously, it doesn't get any airtime in Texas, but I haven't heard you say anything of substance. And that girl did bring up a good point. It wasn't the father who said Rolling Stone. You would quote Rolling Stone as a basis for anything.
Well,
Rolling Stone.
Well, I would quote the article written by Robert Kennedy Jr., which is well documented, and I don't think you can dispute it unless you've read it. That's number one. And number two, let me finish. There are plenty of other books out there, including Mark Crispin Miller has written a book about it. There have been other books. There are websites about it. I mean, there are plenty of places to go look for the information. What about the New Hampshire phone jamming story? Are you aware of that?
Are you
aware of the New Hampshire phone jamming story?
I'm not aware of it because obviously it wasn't news. It's not been reported. Why haven't you made it?
Well, it's been all over the Associated Press. It's been all over Reuters.
It is certainly.
It's been in the New York Times.
Well. You know, quoting the New York Times is kind of like quoting Rolling Stone.
Well, who would you rather quote then?
Well, I like.
In other words, the person involved in the incident in the phone jamming incident in New Hampshire between Senator Sununu and then candidate Gene Shaheen, that person had to end up going to jail. Why did that guy have to go to jail? Why did he plead silence in the case and end up going to jail? And why did the Republican National Committee pay all that money for his defense? Why did they do that? And why did the phone records indicate that there were numerous calls to the White House, to Karl Rove's office?
Well, if you believe that is what turned the election, then you go right ahead and believe.
Well, wait a minute, but you don't have any information to dispute what I'm saying. I didn't call you about this. Well, I don't care what you called me about. You started down this road, and you don't have any information to dispute what I'm saying. And I'm asking you. I have plenty of information. It's in public record.
No, you don't.
It's in public record. Go look it. Go Google it up. It's in public record. The guy went and served time. The Republican National Committee paid his defense, his legal defense funds. There was a case brought in New Hampshire about phone jamming on a get-out-the-vote effort for Gene Shaheen, and it did happen. It is in the public records, and you can go look it up if you want to take the time.
Okay. I will look it up. I promise you I will do that.
All right.
And but that is, believe me, that's not the reason that I called. I wanted, and the gentleman I talked to there before I talked to you said that you went over this in the first hour, but I want to know what is the Democrats, what would you have us do in Iraq? Cut and run?
I don't think I would have us cut and run at all. I think I would have us change direction.
So you agree with Hillary
Do you want me to answer? You asked me a question. Do you want me to answer?
Answer. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. I will. I don't believe cutting and running. Cutting and running is written out of Karl Rove. That's a political statement. I believe in doing the right and proper thing. When something doesn't work, you don't usually repeat the same behavior over and over again, even though it bears no fruit. You usually change course. What I'm talking about doing is changing course and doing two things twofold. Number one, giving the Iraqis a certain set date that they are going to have to stand up and take control of their own government. And number two, redeploying our troops not out of the region, but near the country, and get them out of the middle of what is turning out to be a sectarian civil war over there.
I don't believe that. Do you honestly believe that there is no progress being made in Iraq?
I don't think there's much being made. I think if you go look at the oil production, it's still below what it was pre-Saddam Hussein. If you go look at the electrical output, it's still below what it was pre-Saddam Hussein.
That is not what I hear when I
Then who do you hear it from? Who do you hear it from?
I listen to both CNN and Fox News.
Well, Fox is a mouthpiece for the White House, and CNN admits the fact that the electric production is below level. The reconstruction projects have not been completed. President Bush made a comment about Tal Afar. He pointed to it as being an area that had been cleaned out of rebel activity, and that the town had finally freed himself. Yet there is now renewed insurgent activity going on in Tal Afar. I mean, there are numerous examples. We have two soldiers today found dead and mutilated. Would you call that, there were bombings today in Iraq. Would you call that progress being made?
I would call that an act of war, an act of terrorism in war.
Is that progress?
And bad things happen in war.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't happen to you.
As
long as it doesn't happen to you and your kids, right?
My son was in Iraq. Now, don't you say that. My son was in Iraq.
My point is, would you consider that to be progress?
I consider it to be a whole lot of progress from the point when first went in.
Anything
that the Bush administration says you're going to counteract and you're going
to
come up with any
It has nothing to do with the Bush administration. Name me what progress there is.
There is progress.
Well, what is it? Name it. Tell me what it is. Our left
Saddam Hussein is not in power anymore.
All right, that's one thing. We've got 2,500 American dead. What other progress is there other than Saddam Hussein being removed? Do we have Osama bin Laden?
No, we have al-Zarqawi.
Okay, so that's all right. But does that stop the insurgent violence in the country, or was there violence there today?
It is cut down drastically.
Really? Has it? How much has it cut it down? And cite your source for cutting down insurgent violence.
Well, I'm in my car right now.
Well, naturally. I knew I was in my car and couldn't come up with it. Right? You can't come up with it because
it
isn't true.
You give me the numbers in just the opposite direction. Give me the numbers.
I just cited the examples to you, and you don't want to...
Give me some numbers.
You want some numbers? 2,500 dead. Two soldiers today found mutilated. Numerous bombings.
You can get hysterical as you want to,
but I would have stayed in Afghanistan and finished the job and caught Osama bin Laden, who is responsible for 9/11. I would have not diverted our resources and gone to Iraq. Saddam Hussein was in a bottle.
You don't think the Taliban was greatly funded by Saddam Hussein?
Prove that it's not. Because in the 9/11 Commission, they said there was no link between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda. The CIA said that there was no link between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda. How much more do you want me to prove? You show me where they're wrong. Where's the 9/11 Commission
that,
wrong?
That if you believe that money wasn't diverted from...
The 9/11 Commission doesn't believe it, neither does your own Central Intelligence Agency. They must be wrong and you must be right.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, the voting public will tell us in November.
Oh, that's your answer, the voting public will tell us.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right, well, have a good day and drive safe.
And you'll vote, and we'll see who wins.
All right, well, drive safe and have a good day. And by the way, what would be your plan to get out?
I'm sorry?
By the way, what would be your plan to get out?
I would have no set date. I would set it to the point, it would be points of what happens, progress points, and when we make certain progress, then...
Well, what kind of progress? What progress are we talking about?
The Iraqi government.
Well,
if the Iraqi
government could stand on its own, we could leave?
Exactly.
So, in other words, just stay the course, then. In other words, do what we're doing now.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's not a plan.
Yes, it is.
And
it is.
You know what? And even if you want to scream on the phone that it is a plan, so far it's a plan that hasn't worked.
Tell me how it's not a plan, then.
Because what benchmarks are you talking about? Be specific in your benchmarks.
The benchmarks are... it takes many, many years to form an infrastructure
That's not an answer. That's not an answer.
It is.
What are your benchmarks? Are your benchmarks electricity? Are your benchmarks oil production? Are your benchmarks safety in the streets? Why is it that the President of the United States goes over there and can only spend 5 hours there and only goes to the green zone and leaves 5 hours later because it's too dangerous to be there any other way? I mean, what are your benchmarks?
Well, let me tell you this. At least he didn't. What made CNN mad is that he didn't alert them ahead of time that he was going.
No, he didn't.
Because if that had been Bill Clinton, they would have escorted him over
there. You want to know something? He didn't alert him because he didn't want anybody in the insurgency to know he was coming because they would have gotten him had he alerted him. Thank you for the call. Drive safely. 9:40 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Emilio, I don't know what you want to do with that, but go ahead and just give the traffic.
How about we start out with the weather first?
Yeah, that's fine, too.
All right, we'll see highs up in the upper 90s today. Chance for showers later on, and currently we're at 79. Now on to the traffic. Got a couple of crashes in the final cleanup stages. One along eastbound E-470 right at Gar Trail. Finally clear from the shoulder, and we're looking much better in the area. Outside of that, northbound I-25. We're still a bit congested following an earlier accident right around the Longmont exit. That's Highway 119. But all in all, not a bad drive between Denver and Fort Collins. Outside.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Can't get a reservation.
Don't let your car worry you. Get your car to a Brakes Plus Car Care Center today. Hit a curb? Have new tires? Let Brakes Plus perform an all-wheel alignment for only $38 to $48. They do brakes, plus a whole lot more. Visit BrakesPlus.com for locations and money-saving coupons.
Odyssey.
could win a house full of windows absolutely free. I'm Jeff Kingery. Register today at OdysseyWindows.com for the Odyssey Windows Sweepstakes. The people bringing you the affordable triple-pane window are giving you a chance to win a house full of windows free. Register at OdysseyWindows.com. That's O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y Windows.com or call 303-445-0578.
Combine them into one low monthly payment. Now, maybe you've made mistakes with money. I mean, who hasn't done this? And who hasn't been in this situation? The Mortgage Store can help you out simply by calling 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store knows their competition, they know who they are, and they beat them on rates and pricing every single day. Only the Mortgage Store guarantees you the best pricing on your home loan, and they'll be with you every step of the way, from beginning until end. And all it does is, and all it takes is just a phone call, and it's free. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store. They're loan consultants that will work with you. They're experts in their field. They'll return your phone calls. They have superior training, and they're motivated to help you do it fast and get it done right. The Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171. What are you waiting for? You can save hundreds of dollars every month by calling them at 303-423-7171.
Here's good news for anyone who's paying too much for their cable service. Dish Network has now drastically sliced its price to just half the cost of cable. To just a month. I'm sorry, what? Oh, really? Okay, it seems the Dish Network price is now too low to say on the radio. So I'll just repeat that Dish Network is now half the cost of cable. But that's not all I can say. Oh, no. Order Dish Network now and you'll get 1 free month of our most popular programming, plus a complete Dish Network system installed with 4 receivers and a brand new Dish Network DVR recorder, all free. And now you can try it all risk-free for 30 days. So even though I can't say Dish Network is now... I can say it's half the price of cable with a 30-day money-back guarantee. No! Call Dish Direct now at 1-800-400-1218. But hurry, this is a limited-time offer for new customers only. Call 1-800-400-1218. That's 1-800-400-1218.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
44, 60 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Big Head Todd in tomorrow. I'll be on Brett Schultz this afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and across the country. Let's go to Jeremy in Louisville. Jeremy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, what the heck? Oh, my God. I don't even know where to begin. That guy and those two people from Indianapolis, they're the epitome of ignorance in this country. They are the epitome of ignorance.
Well, the guy is passionate and he has his right to his points of view, but he just couldn't tell me. I mean, he couldn't tell me what his benchmarks were. I mean, what's his benchmark?
He didn't even know what benchmark meant. That's the thing. He didn't even know what benchmark meant. And then, you know, and then he gets on you about Rolling Stone, but yet he uses Fox as his source. You know, he needs to go watch that that documentary Outfoxed by Greenwald.
Oh, yeah, it's a great documentary, right.
Yeah, and, you know, these people, just like Janine Garofalo said it best, if you support this whole agenda, this whole White House agenda, you're either cruel or you're stupid. You know exactly what they're doing and you support it, or you just don't know a thing what's going on over there. And, you know, if this guy can drive a truck... He could drive a truck in Iraq, you know. How dare he sit there and cheerlead, you know, the majority of our country's poor that enlist to go into this country for classist, you know, reasons, you know, for a war that war that he's not going to want to have anything to do with.
Well, his son, he said his son went.
Yeah. But, you know, why doesn't he go then? If he supports it that much, why doesn't he go?
I didn't ask him. I think the point I was trying to get to him is that if you do the same thing over and over again and it doesn't work and you keep doing it looking for results, I mean, as Albert Einstein said, it's an act of insanity.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're not talking about cutting and running on anything. We're talking about changing course.
Exactly. What's wrong with that? It's not working now, so let's find something else that's going to work.
Yeah, exactly. That's all we're talking about. Jeremy, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
All right. Stay well, bro.
Okay. Talk to you. Let's go to Sam in Denver. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Sam.
Boy, the right wingers are out this morning, ain't they?
I'm getting a lot of them, aren't I?
You know, if they're so, this to me, this is not a war. This is an invasion. The war ended when he talking about the mission was complete because we defunct the government and put them in jail.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the end of the war. Now we're in an invasion. And these fools can't understand that. So they listen to all these people, oh, we're at war. Please, my God. And why don't they go over there and fight? If they love it so much, and this time of stay the course, just like Murtha says, they're not the one over there catching bullets.
No, they're not.
Good God, man. But, Jay, hey, man, keep it strong, because I'll tell you something. Those people, they show you how ignorant they are. They can't even answer the questions.
I know. I was just trying to get the guy to answer my questions. I don't understand how difficult that was.
But he couldn't. He couldn't. Even the father and daughter team, they have to start naming and calling names, man. This is ridiculous. That's just showing you the fabric of this country right now and how the people thinking. They don't want to hear the truth.
I don't know. I think a majority of them do, and I think a majority of them, if you look at polls, shows that they want us out, and they want some plan to get out. It's just that this White House is incapable of giving us a plan.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Sammy, okay. I appreciate it, man.
Okay, I'm going to listen to you this afternoon.
All right, take care.
All right. All right.
Let's go to, where are we headed here? Let me go to Rick. Where is Rick? I can't see him. Oh, there he is in Greeley. Rick. Hi, you there? I thought I lost you, Rick. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. This is Rick Silverman. I'm from Greeley, Colorado, and I actually got interested in phoning you this morning because of that conversation on the Electoral College. Just wanted to mention that there's a proposal to make some changes. It would keep the Electoral College. It does not require that there be an amendment to the Constitution. What would need to happen is there would need to be state legislatures that would vote that the electors from their respective states would be pledged to vote for the candidate that wins the greatest number of votes in the election. That would take effect as soon as enough of the states who control 270 electoral votes had pledged that would be their system of electoral pronouncement in order to determine the president of the United States. So I just wanted to throw that in. There's actually a coast-to-coast campaign to do that. And as you so often advise us listeners, you can find out more about it if you do a Google search on Electoral College and change in the Electoral College. So I wanted to add that in to the discussion long ago on the Electoral College.
All right, well, we'll definitely check it out. And I thank you for the information, Rick. Thanks, and drive safe out there.
Now, may I tell you one more thing?
I got to run, pal. I'm out of time.
Okay.
I appreciate
it. Good to talk.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
For an incredible 11.9, that's right, a brand new truck for 11.9. Don't miss it. Only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans or at cheaperfords.com.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
952, 52 minutes past the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And you know what? You've heard me talk about my dog, both my dogs, Coco and Jackson, and how much healthier they look since we took the Purina One 30-day challenge. And we kind of didn't do that. Actually, what we've done is we've just been feeding them Purina One since the very beginning. And what kind of changes do you think you'd see in your puppy if you switched to Purina One? Well, you can find out by logging on to PurinaOne.com and clicking on the 30-day challenge in action link. There you'll see a nationally known pet expert who takes a puppy through the Purina One 30-day challenge. The pet expert is Warren Eckstein, and Warren is a nationally known pet expert, seen regularly on the Today Show. Warren carefully selected a healthy puppy named Cleo and started her on Purina One puppy formula. Log on to PurinaOne.com to see and hear how this 8-week-old Australian cattle dog mix did during her 30-day challenge. And when you log on, you'll see Cleo's story from beginning to end, including vet comments, photos, and audio clips from Warren, all documenting Cleo's journey. So, you know what? Here's the thing. Did Purina One help change Cleo's health for the better? Log on today to see how Purina One can help make healthy pets, even pets like yours and mine, even healthier. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for your free 4-pound bag of Purina One, and get started on the Purina One 30-day challenge with your dog, and do it today.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
I'm a check-and-go store manager. Providing extra cash for your needs is our business. Almost anyone can use some extra cash now and then. At Check-and-Go, you can get the cash you need, and we'll hold your personal check until payday. Contact us, and we'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check-and-Go near you, or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Bush is dumb.
Jay Marvin Show
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
954, it's 54 minutes before the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thank you, John, for finally putting on some Rolling Stones. We haven't had any Rolling Stones all morning long. I've had to go along with no Rolling Stones. Why is that?
That'll calm that pyloric valve, won't it, Jay?
Will that calm me down, the Rolling Stones? I'm not upset. I'm not excited. I'm enthused. There's a difference. Even though this is not my favorite Stones song. What? Now you don't like it because I don't like this particular
song? No, now it's not good enough. Same old story.
No, it's good enough. It's good enough. Some Stones is better than no Stones. Right? Okay. You just want to play some Widespread Panic because they have a new CD out. So is that what you want to do? You want to play all Widespread Panic tomorrow?
I'm bringing it in tomorrow.
So what, are we going to have to hear? We're going to have to hear all Widespread Panic all morning long?
I think we should do something like that. Widespread Wednesday?
No,
something like that. Or maybe I should
no.
just wait till Friday.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we should be doing Widespread Panic all weekend long. I don't think that'll work. Let's go to Marty in Longmont. Marty, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Well, I think in terms of gauging the success of the war in Iraq, I think we have reduced our threat by one-third, threat to America and its allies.
Well, wait a minute. Before you run on, how have we reduced our threat by one-third?
Well, if we go back 6 years ago, if we go back to 1999, there were three major nuclear threats to America's security: Iraq, Iran, and North Korea. Iraq is no longer a nuclear threat to America and its allies.
But Iraq never was a nuclear threat, and when it was even deemed to even where they thought it was a nuclear threat, George W. Bush's father took care of that in the first Gulf War. So they never had the nuclear threat to begin with.
Yeah, conventional wisdom was it was all three of those were a nuclear threat.
No, there was no conventional wisdom to point that out. Point out to me who the conventional wisdom comes from. The CIA repeatedly told the administration time and time again, and the CIA had a recruited insider inside Saddam Hussein's regime. The guy now lives in Europe. I can't think of his name, but he was inside Saddam Hussein's regime, and he told us repeatedly that there were no nuclear or chemical weapons to be found, that they were gone, that Saddam Hussein had scrapped the program. The CIA told the administration that.
Jay, you're arguing from hindsight, which is 2020.
No, I'm not arguing from hindsight, which is 2020. I'm arguing from what went on and what the administration ignored and what has later come out.
Well, the House of Representatives and the Senate all believe that they were a nuclear threat.
Well, I don't care if the House of Representatives all believe. Not everybody in the House of Representatives believed that they were, and not everybody in the Senate believed that they were. Certainly a lot did, but a lot didn't. Some didn't. And the fact is, now we look at the information, and now these things have come out. We have now found out that the administration lied us into the war and cherry-picked the information to get us there.
Well, so we're one-third safer.
But how are we one-third safer? Explain that to me.
Well, because there were three countries that were a nuclear threat. Now there's two.
We're
that
back,
would be one-third.
You know what? I'm sorry. We just have to go back to the same thing again. Go look up the information. The CIA had an insider who told this administration that that Saddam Hussein posed no nuclear threat to the United States of America whatsoever, that we had Saddam Hussein contained in a box, and that we had it with the no-fly zones, and that we had him bottled up, and that, you know something, he just was no threat whatsoever. And you guys on the right can keep pushing that, and you can keep pushing to try to mix the war on terror and the whole thing together with 9/11, but it just isn't so. See you this afternoon for the Ed Schultz Show.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-